Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome everybody to the business. And the Holy Ghost Prayer Line is live. Thank you. The anniversary of the Holy Ghost Prayer Line is coming along momentarily. Amen. To celebrate the 2-year anniversary. And that is the beast and sister at Cape. The Holy Ghost Prayer Line has been going and it's been strong.
This call is being recorded.
Yes, Lord, we thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you. Father God, we are thankful this morning that you brought us together here. We give all praise, all glory to you, all honor, because you are God. You're the one that died for us and shedded your blood that we might live and have the right to the tree of life. We thank you for life today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our health today, Lord. For, Lord, it is you that gave us health. It is you, Lord Jesus, that feed us. Feed us to the full today, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. But, Lord, you're the one that delivered us from the evil one, Lord. So you have given us power over serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy, Lord. It is you, Lord, that raised us up, Lord. We thank you for raising us up, Lord. It is you that brought us out of the miry clay, Lord, and set our foot upon a rock. Thank you, Lord, for being set on the rock today, Lord. We stand today, Lord. We don't stand on speaking sand, Lord, but we stand upon you, Lord. For you are the foundation, O Lord, that has been laid, O Lord. And there's no other foundation that can be laid than Jesus Christ himself. And so, Father, bless this line today, all that come to the line. Lord, may they give a testimony. May they glorify you, Lord, in what you've done in their lives. And, oh, Lord, may you bless them continually, Lord. Lord, that they might tell, Lord, the good things that you've done for them. And, Lord, we want to thank you for blessing this line. And may the Holy Spirit, may it move on this line. For we have dedicated this line to you, Lord, as being the Holy Ghost prayer line, Lord. And, Lord, may your presence be on this line. And we want to thank you for your presence today. And all praise, glory, and honor is in Jesus' name. We say amen, amen, amen. Praise God, amen. Praise God. Give us a song, brother. Give us a song. And then we're going to turn it to Denise. Amen.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean remember this, has come over me.
Let's everybody give God a hand praise. Give God a hand praise today. Amen. This is our 2-year anniversary. Amen. We'll just celebrate. We've started and we're still going. We're still going after 2 years. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. Everybody just give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank y'all for showing up this morning. Amen. And some of you have been here a long time, some a short time, but however long it's been, just give God another hand praise. Give God another hand praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory
amen.
To your name. Make
a name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Now, Sister Denise, amen. Sister Denise started this thing a long time, 2 years ago. Amen. And we got it started. She called about getting the prayer line going. We had already had it started. But she decided to do this, and it's been going for 2 years. So because it's been going this long, it must have been the will of God. Amen. Because God has been blessing it, and God has been with us, and the Holy Spirit does move on the line. And so we called it the Holy Ghost Prayer Line, and the Holy Spirit has been meeting us here each and every day. So I thank all of you for tuning in today. And
yes.
I want you to say something, though. I don't want you to be quiet on the line, and because we always want to know.
Have you been blessed? Have you been blessed? Have you been blessed? Have you been delivered from something? Have you got over something? You've been able to conquer something. So we want to know all about it today, all the things that you conquered since you've been on the line. And so we praise God for y'all today. Amen. I'm going to turn it into the hand of Sister Denise. Amen. She's been faithful. She's been faithful. Amen. Been a woman of God. Don't need no titles, but she still stands as a woman of God. And so, amen. I turn it to the hand of Sister Denise right now. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm so excited. Come on. Come on. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a two-year celebration. But guess what? I got something that I need to say. Amen. We thank God for being able to be on the prayer line. But what I wanted to say is the prayer line actually started 2 years ago. There was another sister on the prayer line, I must say. We had another sister on the prayer line. Me and Bishop actually convinced her. Amen, because she was getting on a prayer line, oh my God, and she was getting on another prayer line, and she tried to prophesy, and they didn't really partake to that, the words and things that she was speaking of God. So what happened was she decided to get off that, and she was going through all that with that. And I said, well, just pray. Maybe God has something else for you to do. Maybe once you get your own prayer line. So me and Bishop kind of prayed, convinced her. Once I convinced her, we kind of prayed for her and stuff, and she came back and let us know. She said, no, I think I'll do that. I said, you should. You sure now? It's not going to be an easy, easy task. Amen. This is something that you want to make sure that you really, 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 really are praying for. And God is leading you on. This is just not something that you up and do. Amen. You got to pray for that. When it comes to being a leader, God have to really call you and make sure this is what he wants you to. Anyway, she decided to do it, and we went with her to do it. But unfortunately, I guess God didn't really put that on her heart, because she actually got to the point where she was a little upset and got frustrated. She said the attack, and I told her, I said, well, remember, when you go to a different level, you're going to have a different devil, so get ready. So the attack was on, and she was, you know, sometimes I pay attention. I listen to you guys. I pay attention. So she was kind of speaking towards something like she didn't want to do it. I just kind of kept, you know, praising the Lord, encouraged. Y'all know me, I'm encouraged. I can encourage an aunt. So I kept kind of ignoring that part of it and kept talking to her and said, well, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. Come on, it's got to. But anyway, the attack was growing worse and worse and worse, and things started happening. And it got to the point she didn't understand some of the attacks. And me and Bishop can tell you about some of the attacks we've been through on this two-year prayer line, actually. So she kept getting attacked, and things just didn't go her way, and new things were coming up, and new things just all kind of going back and forth, up and down, you know how the devil do. Kind of still killing Detroit. So things happened. So there was that one particular day that we tried to call her, and she didn't answer the phone. Not that she wasn't showing me along the way. So she bought it on the phone. I can't be Bishop hanging. Oh, my God. And what about the people in the crowd? They're going, oh, no. What are we going to do? Oh, my God. So it was kind of dropped in my lap. So I'm saying that to say this. Don't be comfortable when you're a child of God and you're a saint. Don't be comfortable in the position where you're doing it. Because God has already got another place. He's got a door he wants to open. Amen. And we have to be ready. In position to do it. Amen. Praise God. So that's how God started himself in my life. Anyway, praise God. You guys come on. I'm so excited. We made it for 2 years. And we know that 2 years is in the Bible. We know that 2, 2, 2. Everything that we do, God is not a number system. We also have a numerology system as well, and which is spiritual led, spiritual guide as well. But it's about numbers. It's about numbers, how each number is broken down to, I imagine, 1 to 100. I'm not sure. But anyway, so we know that we have 365 days in a year, right? So God is broken down, and numerology is always something in the Bible related to the number two. So, amen. Praise God. But we do want to welcome you. Welcome. Me and Bishop going to give our expressions. I know he was talking about what he wanted and what the line did for you guys. But you, I know you want to hear from us as well. So I'll do my expressions, and then shortly after, I'll call Bishop to do some expressions of what the line has done for him, whether it's good or bad. Because we have our trials and tribulations we've been through. We have attacks that we have been through. But we also have some good things. God is, guess what? He's a good God. He's an awesome God. And, yes, we do have to go to trials and tribulation, especially if you are a leader. Amen. So just get ready. And even if you're not a leader, you're going to go through. Because the Bible says many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord is going to deliver. So he will make a way. He will deliver us from them all. He also said that he wouldn't put more on us than we can bear. And if he does, he'll make a way to escape. So we got some expressions. Me and Bishop, we're going to tell you, and I'll tell you mine first. Hey, man, some of the expressions and things that I've been through, I thank God. I really do thank God. This was a blessing in my life 2 years ago. This prayer line that God had blessed me to get to a point in my life where I can really, really understand the word of God. Each time that God opens the door and different things, that means he's got to plan something new, because God is a God of change. I love that song. Thank you, Brother Andre, for change, because that's what God is. He's a God of change, and he will change you if you want to be changed. So I thank God for the changes. And one of them is stepping up, because when I first met Bishop, I had said that I was not going to talk if I get on the prayer line. There was another prayer line that we was on. That was another prayer line that we was on, and the sister said, this, what the other sister said, Denise, that's what I forgot to tell you, too. The sister did say, Denise, that is your prayer line. That's all your people. My people are not coming on, so we're going to get. You can do it. You can, oh, Lord. And the other sister said the same thing, because me and Bishop was on another prayer line with her, and that's how I met Bishop, through her. Actually, it was another prayer line, and she said the same thing. Denise, that's all your people, and I don't want to blah, blah. I keep hearing the same thing. We know the devil's a lie, because I don't have any people. It's God's people. But anyway, so you see how easy the devil can deceive and trick us. So I told Bishop then on the first prayer line that I'm not a talker, and I didn't want to talk, so I didn't want to do the prayer line. And Bishop said, yes, you are. And he stopped right there, and he prayed. So ever since then, I've been talking on the prayer line. So that's what it's done for me. Having me come out, sometimes we have a comfort zone that we're in, and I do a lot of things. I belong to Acts of Gospel Church. I've been there 30 years, and I have a title. Behind the scenes point. So that's why I do. I do a lot of stuff behind the scenes. I don't like to be out front. Don't like to be on the front line. Never have. Amen. So unless God say different, I don't want to do it. Don't want titles. Don't want labels. But that's what happened. I have been totally blessed in that area for God to have me to be able to speak up from being shy, because I've always been shy. So that's what the prayer line has done for me. It's opening up. Things have changed, even with my businesses. I'm an entrepreneur. Things have opened in that area. So God has done so many things. I had a lawsuit, moved from one side of the bay to the other side of the bay. God has been doing so much good things. I can think of all the good things, because in our lives, remember, the good things should always outweigh what the bad things. So I think about all the things that God has done on the good side. He's been blessing me, and actually gave me a new name. My name is Blessed. God has been opening doors that no man can close. God is putting a lot of people in my life, a lot of opportunities. I've just been busy, busy. In fact, Bishop asked me the other day, so I wonder what you do today. So always, I guess, what do you call, hype, the juice or whatever, always this and that, go, 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 and all around. And I have to be honest, the main thing is the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that does it, because, you know, our flesh is really tired. Our flesh cannot even gravitate to things in the spirit. So it's the Holy Spirit. And then I told, it's vitamins. And then I work out, gym, whatever. That's stuff in the natural. But we know that the Holy Ghost is an energy. Yes, he is. He revives it. He restores whatever you need. If you're in the spirit, it'll come. So it's not what I do. It's what the spirit does in me. So if you have the Holy Spirit and you walk around dragging and tired out, all that kind of stuff, you need to get in the spirit. Come out your feelings. But anyway, I thank God for that. Things God has done, and the negative things. I've been in some situation I mentioned to you guys that happened recently. I call it church jail. You ever been in church jail? Well, I'm in church jail. Amen. Some things happened, and they took me down from my ministry, and which I told them to do it, because that's the attitude I had when we through the situation. So we all have situations. It's so much going on the good side. But I thank God since this two year that we've had this prayer line, the good has totally outweigh the bad, amen. I thank God for that. And the Holy Ghost prayer line, even dealing with some of you, all of you guys, majority, I would say 98% of you guys are from Maxwell Gospel Church. And the other 2 or 3% is Bishop's friends and ones that come on. So they're all from the church. I've all been knowing you. I've been knowing everybody on this prayer line for years and years. But now I found out since we have this prayer line, it's a closer encounter. We've gotten close together. We've got some new babies. I've got some new people that God has sent in my life as well. And the old ones that have been around for years, I've gotten to know you better. So that's what the prayer line has done for me. It's been able to really get to know. And I thank you, each and every one of you, because of the growth. Everybody on this prayer line has grown. Amen. Whether you've been on here 2 months, 3 months, 2 years. Some of you have been with us since day one, so that's what I can basically say about my expressions for 2 years that you all have been here. I thank God for the love of God, more Holy Ghost for me, more anointing, more power, more gifts. He's open door for more gifts, and I'm just excited because God is really in control. This is the Holy Ghost prayer line, so anything, and we tell you guys that all the time, anything that you need or want, you can always ask, amen, and he will give it to you, and if you believe it, you shall receive. Receive it. I think about the relationships that I've had, all the relationships, that's gotten better. And, of course, a couple of them went sour, but they always come back. I love the people, God, don't you? They get mad one day, one month, the next thing you know, they're coming back. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, apologize. We've been through that, too. Amen. People get upset and this and that, things you say and this and that. And I've always told people over and over, don't get upset with the word of God. Get upset with your sin. And normally, if you're in your sin, that's the trick of the enemy. So the enemy does deceive you, and you can hear that voice. That voice, so you got to make sure you hear the right voice. Amen. You can't get upset with the messenger, God's messenger. You don't want to do that. It's very dangerous. The Bible said, touch my anointed and do, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. So don't get mad at the messenger. Amen. If you want to get mad at the devil and the sin that you're in, because that's usually what it is. They're in a lot of sin, and they, you know, start hearing voices. But anyway, I thank God for that, for the good things. I thank God for the negative thing. I thank God for everything. I just thank God because he says all things work together for the good. Amen. And that's what's been happening in my life since I've been on the prayer line and people that's been around me, my grandkids, all and everything. God, to me, has been a blessing these 2 years. In the 30 years I've been in Acts for Gospel, these last couple of years, I can see a change just in my mindset and things that I'm doing also as far as the church and in my life. And Bishop, I thank God for him as well. And he's going to give you some expressions too as well, what the prayer line has done for him. And yes, we are going to hear from you. We've already got a lineup of different things. We want to hear what God has done for you, whether it's good, whether it's a negative, or both, whatever it is. But we know because it's the Holy Ghost prayer line, things have been done in our life. We thank God for change. That's an awesome song that he put on this morning, change. Amen. We're going to get a couple of praise songs out. We got singers. Amen. We're going to have a couple of speakers. It's just going to keep moving. We're going to keep it moving. Amen. As you show up, guess what? The Holy Spirit, amen, has a plan for this morning. Amen. For 2 years. And we're going to have Bishop give his expression what the prayer line has done for him. And then I can give you a little information about the number two. 2 years. You know, there's always something behind numbers. Amen. Bishop, you want to give us some expressions on what this prayer line has done for you?
Amen. I just want to thank God for all of you who's taken time out to come on each and every morning. I tell you, y'all have helped me to grow. And you may not know it, but I've grown since I've been on the prayer line. I've learned more things because y'all gave me the, you know, sometimes you might say, you gave me the reason to have to go study every morning. You gave me the reason to have to pray every day in order to just to be here. So y'all have been a big blessing to me. You know, things have changed in the house and things have changed among the children. And they've just been a big change. And I just want to thank God for it. You know, God said he had blessed those that are faithful. Amen. Did it help me to become more faithful? Amen. I became more, you know, not only just faithful to you, but did more faithful to God. And so I just want to thank y'all for that. And it has blessed me tremendously. Amen. It gave me, you know, when you talk about sometime, you need purpose in life. And it also give more purpose. You know, y'all have been a purpose unto me. And other way to give you a reason for doing something. It gives your will to do something, put more desire in you to do. And I've just been blessed, amen. Things that I've had some mind changes about different things. So it's just been a growth. God has blessed and continued to bless, continue to lift me up. And amen, I can say, you know, I've had some discouragements. You know how we all get a little discouraged sometimes about certain things. But my main thing is just wanted to see other people get blessed, other people get delivered. You know, I haven't been so concerned about myself. I've always been concerned about the people. And see, I've learned from God that if I'm concerned about his people, he'll be concerned about me. And so he has kept me And he continued to lead me and continued to guide me. And I just want to thank all of you and tell all of you I love you. And y'all have been a blessing. And I say all the time now, I say, I know more people out of state than I do in state. Amen. I may not know all of your faces, but I've got where now I can just listen to your voice. I just hear your voice. I know who you are by your voice sometimes. You know, it's good to know the voice of the Lord. They say you have to know his voice. But I know y'all voices, amen. And so I just say thank y'all for listening in and putting up with me. Y'all have put up with me and all of this 2 years. And I just, that's a thanks for that, that's putting up with me. Amen. And so thank all of you for being here. I met new friends and young men. I thank Brother Green. Thank Brother James. Both James, I've been able to meet them. Brother James, Brother Green. I got two James. Amen.
I call one a slow talking James.
Yeah, he does.
And we talk probably once a month, twice a month. Amen. And I thank Brother Greg. Amen. Another man. Amen. Thank Brother Greg. Amen. He has been a blessing just to listen to him and deal with him. Brother Raven, you know, I met on the line, and he's even been down here to Texas just to meet me. And so when I look at all of that, those are just blessings, you know, knowing that if you can just help somebody, amen, your life wouldn't have been in vain. And so I just thank God that my life hasn't been in vain. If I've been a blessing to you, you've been a blessing to me. And one's kind of not really special, but Mother Lotus, amen. My Mother Lotus, amen. Thank God for Mother Lotus. She's kind of funny, and she's been a blessing to me also.
You know, Mother Lotus, Larry,
and Mother Hall. Thank God for Mother Hall. Hey, man, she was 92 when I first heard it. I told her I was coming out there, and I called Mother Hall my girlfriend, so I have to take, at least I have to take that back, amen. But I just being a woman friend, you know, just being that age, I have a lot of respect for her, for the age that she is, and that's my thing, is the age that she is, and she still tried to get on, and she still talks, and to me, that just a super blessing. So it's a blessing to know. And then as to Virginia, amen, over in Georgia has been a super blessing. Amen. Thank God she has blessed me. And thank God for her husband. Amen. So look at all the people that I've met on this line. Amen. So thank God for all of you today. And that's just my expression, amen, of the blessing y'all have been to me. Just hearing that, and for me, my blessing is just knowing that someone has been helped. And I want all of you to know that's my special blessing. If I've done something or said something or gave a word of God and it blessed you or helped you in some way, my blessing comes from knowing that you got blessed or you got delivered. That's where I get my joy from. My joy is fulfilled in knowing that you have received something. And so that is why sometimes we say have testimonies and everything, because when I do hear the testimonies of those who have been blessed, that's my encouragement. You might not know it when I hear that. You may not know it, but that lifts me. Sometimes I get in the dump, and somebody will come with a testimony, whether it's Mother Lotus, Sister Sadie, Mother Sadie, whoever it is, they come on and they say something. And you don't realize how that is. And so I want all of you to know
that you encouraged. If I encourage you, I want you to know you encourage me more knowing that you get blessed. And I just want to thank God for all of y'all that's tuned in all this time. And I know we have our good days and bad days, and sometimes we have some confusion, but we know that's all part of it. Amen. That's all part of the struggle. And so I just thank all of y'all, and I want y'all to know I appreciate you, and I love you. And so if I don't say it enough, amen, you know, I'm not going to say it every day, but when I do say it, I just want y'all to listen to it. And y'all just be blessed today. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that. Like he says, our goal on this prayer line is that someone, somebody, anyone can be inspired. This is an inspirational prayer line. We thank God for that because we know that you're all inspired because you keep coming back. And I'm going to tell you every day because I like to hear it every day. I love you. I love you with the love of God. Now, that's some real, real good, genuine agape love. That's something that's unconditional. So we want to let you know, yes, our goal is that one person, we want to make sure that you be inspired and we want to hear from you today. We will hear from you. I'm the one especially that never say anything. We'll get you to say something today. But just purpose in your heart, amen, and just know that you're going to be blessed another 2, 4, 5 years. However long the Holy Spirit lead and guide us to be able to help, and that's what we are. We are servants for the Lord Jesus. We're serving the Lord Jesus Christ with this Holy Ghost prayer line. And we, guess what? We have a willing mind. You have to have a willing mind. That's what the Bible said. First, you have to have a willing mind to be able to serve. Being faithful, and that's a huge part of it, being faithful 5 days a week. I want to know when you guys speak, how many prayer lines you know is 5 days a week? They've got a few out there, but we're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and not only 1 hour, not only. We're not here just for 1 hour. We're not here for 1 hour. We're here for what? 2 hours. Amen. 2 hours plus. As a matter of that, so you are. You really blessed. You guys are so blessed, and we thank God for that and love doing it, amen. And the more and more and more that we work for the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? That's how doors open. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all things shall be added. So we are working unto the Lord first, amen, and we thank God for that. And, yes, once again, we thank God for the growth, a lot of spiritual growth that is taking place on the prayer line, amen, more to come, amen, and thank God for the families. We have families on the prayer line. We have mothers and daughters. We have mothers and sons. We have, oh, my God, I think we have a couple of brothers. I think Brother Andre and his brother have been on that time. But, you know, it's a family thing, and we are family. We want you to know that you are family, and we love you so much. This is one of your families. You got your immediate family. You got your church family if you're in church, and now you got the prayer line family. Sounds like three to me, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So we are family, and we love you so much for that. Amen. And we know that the number two, amen, moving on, we know that number two means something. It means something. The world means something. The Bible, God works on another system as well. He really does. And one of the things I found out that two means, amen, two is for people that are highly, highly loving and affectionate, caring, sensitive. And that's what we do. We love people. You have to love people to have a prayer line. You really do, because we have to stay connected to you. We have to always contact you. I call you guys a lot of work. Bishop don't know a lot of stuff I do, but it's a lot of work. It really is. So we want to stay connected. We want to let you know that you have to be connected. You have to follow up. You got a discipleship. You got a mentor, and that's what we do. We got people on the prayer line that are going through domestic violence, getting beat. We have suicidal people, we have people that are mad, upset, all kinds of stuff. So it's not just about the prayer line per se. We go over and beyond that to make sure that you're okay. Amen. Praise God. And you're still a boy of war. You're not drowning. You're not drowning too low. Amen. We want to make sure you keep your head above water. Amen. And that's so important. That is so important. Amen. So we thank God for you. And thinking of number two, like it says, highly emotional, someone that's caring, sensitive, loving. In charge. They take charge, not just be in charge. They take charge of helping and guiding and caring of caring for others. Amen. And we thank God. And numerology also says number two, it's about togetherness, partnership, relationship, and harmony. Amen. Duality and a polarity. Amen. And I looked up the word duality, the quality of state of having two different or opposite parts. Amen. Polarity is a state of having two or opposite contradict tendencies, opinions, and acts. Aspect. Amen. So that's some of the things. And then we can also go to the Word of God. Amen. Because we know the Bible is on a number system as well. Talking about Genesis. Amen. That popped up. Genesis And we can go to the first chapter, starting with verse 2. Amen. How it talks about in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And number 2 says, and the earth was without void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth. And we can just relate that to our prayer line. Look how God has truly, truly moved. He has been moving like never before on this Holy Ghost prayer line. And we can also go to chapter 2. It has some good things in there too. Thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all of his work he had made. Are we working on a prayer line? Yes, we are. We're working unto the Lord. Didn't the Bible say, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling? So we thank God for the work that we're doing for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's always the words that you can have on the prayer line. That's when we come to give you the word of God. And Genesis chapter 2. Guess what? You can read that through on your own in your spare time and see the things, the wonderful things that God has done, as well as what he's going to do on his prayer line. More to come, to be continued, more to come. The Lord Jesus Christ has more in store and more to come. Amen. And we're going to be ready in position to receive it. Amen. So right now, we're going to get our prayers on.
Yeah. And I need you, sisters.
Thank you.
Every praise goes unto our Heavenly Father and to our God. So keep your praise on. Hope you learned that on the prayer line. Start praising and worshiping, reading your Bible more, meditate, study that word day and night. Amen. But there's something about praise and worship. You know, my God loves our praise and worship. In fact, he inhabits the praises. Yes, he does. He inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. So that is so important. Amen. Keep your praise on. Sing with praise, worshiping, talking about in Psalms. It's full of praise and worship. Amen. If you need help and you say, I don't really know what to praise the Lord for, well, you praise him for his goodness and his mercy and all that he's done for you, all that he's getting ready to do. Amen. Praise God. So we've got some speakers. A lot of them are working and have to go to work, so we want to get them on. And amen. And then we'll come back to the ones that I know they're not working. Amen. We can hear from you as well. So we have our very own evangelist, Diana, amen, on the line. And she comes. She really does love the prayer line. It's done a lot for her and opening up some doors and things for her as well. But the main thing is I met this sister a while back, an awesome woman of God from day one. I already knew. God sent certain people in our lives for a reason. Certain people are for a blessing. Amen. And guess what? Certain are for a lesson. Oh, Lord, I've had a lot of lessons. Have you had a lot of lessons in your life? Thank God for them anyway. I love them all. It doesn't matter. I love them all. Amen. Minister Diana, she's got a word for us on today. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen. Well, the word this morning, and it's out of Isaiah 45, and it's 5, 6, and 7. And basically what it says is that I am the Lord and there's no other besides me. I have named you and I've called you out. I am the Lord. I formed the light. I created darkness. I created your peace. Oh, in Isaiah. The testimony that I want to give is because I am that I am, because of your commitment to prayer and to reading his word, God says, I called you by name. I know you. I created the light, I created the stars, I created everything, so I know you. The other day, a sister called me, and she wanted prayer because she needed an ultrasound, because she has this ringing in her ears that won't go away. Doctors told her, well, we can't give you an appointment until October. But she needed it right now because she hasn't been able to sleep, and it's been a big distraction because now the noise is getting louder in her ear. So we prayed, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, somebody has to cancel. because my sister needs this appointment right now. Hallelujah. 2 days later, she called me, and she said her doctor's office called her and said, there's been a cancellation, and I don't know why I moved you to the front of the line. And so she told the lady, well, let me tell you why you moved me to the front of the line and why there was a cancellation. His name is called Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we shouted and we thanked God because he did us suddenly because we asked and we believed. So the word this morning, when God says, I am that I am, and there's no other like me, there's no other before me or the end, we have to believe it and we have to trust on it. And when we pray, know that God is listening because he called you by name. He predestined your every step, so nothing is new to him. Even with that appointment, he knew that my sister needed that appointment right now because this whole thing with the ears has been going on for a month, and that's way too long. And so we want complete healing from it, and God answered. Not slighting the person who had to cancel, because we prayed for that person who had to cancel. But it was a God move. So know that in this season, when you lay down your cross and follow God daily, that he will move you to the front.
Hallelujah.
He will anoint you for his assignments. He said that you are the head and not the tail. He said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are my royal priesthood, my peculiar people, so I can move you through to the front of the line. I can listen intently to your prayers because you have a fear in me that you follow me. God says the fear of the Lord starts wisdom. Let us not get too haughty in ourselves that we forget to fear the Lord, because all things go through him. All things. God says in the midst of, like, they're talking about famine and they're talking about now polio and monkeypox and all of that, God said, I will cause you to flourish in the midst of famine.
Hallelujah.
I will cause you to flourish. Anything that's going in, happening in the world, my people will still flourish. And that's what you have to know today. Don't get so caught up in the world's view, but it's about God's view. And just like he moved my sister to the front of the line to bless her because she was having anxiety over having the MRI because she had never had one before. So God answered her, and he will answer us when we believe that it's going to happen. He said, ask me. And when you ask me, believe it. And watch how I will show up and manifest. He also said in his word, open your mouth and I will fill it. In the book of Psalms. So when we open our mouth boldly and decree and declare a thing, God will make it to be so. Just like we're praying for wayward sons and daughters, God will bring them back. He says, open your mouth and I will fill it. Just like we're praying for our churches, God said, open your mouth and I will fill it. We're praying for our families, our jobs, God said, believe. That's what he's asking us to do. Believe and trust me. All through the Bible, God tells us, trust me. Because he is the one, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is our reign, our latter reign, our former reign. In the name of Jesus. So our word today and to remember in our affirmation, I will flourish because God is. I will flourish because I am a child of the Most High. And I will flourish because I can put the enemy under my feet in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. And there will be no backlash from the devil, the enemy. He can't even stop what God has already ordained. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And the thing, the lastly, is that when we come to Christ and Christ tells us that I remember your past not, that's what he means. If God don't remember it, how do we keep playing back the recorder? God said, no, I'm doing a new thing. You can't see my new thing if you keep in, want to operate in the past. God said, no, look at me, keep your eyes on me, listen to me, trust me, because I'm doing a new thing. And give yourself permission in the Holy Ghost to follow God into his new thing. God said the comfort zone, we can't stay in our comfort zone because we're used to doing things a certain way or thinking a certain way. God said, no, you got to follow me on a daily because I do a new thing daily. I give fresh mercy and grace on a daily, and it's new. So we thank you, God, today for the new thing. We put down the old and we follow you daily. We flourish in the midst of all the chaos that's going on in the world because we are sons and daughters of the King. And we thank you today, God, for our upgrade. We thank you, God, for releasing us from all oppression and anxiety, releasing us from all illnesses and sicknesses and diseases. We pray and we thank you that you are our provider, that you are our provision. We thank you right now, God, for debt cancellation. We thank you right now, God, for bank accounts running over, wallets, purses. We thank you, God, that we want the increase not just for ourselves, Lord Jesus, but so that we can pour into the kingdom, so that we can be forever servants. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for giving us all a new name, that you didn't keep let us stay in our pit, that you brought us up out of it, put us on solid ground. We thank you for it today, God, and we don't take any of it for granted, any of your benefits. We don't take it for granted in Jesus' name. Let us stand upright before you today, God. Let us stand upright before you today, God. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory, amen. God. Glory,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my sister, for that awesome, awesome word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that. We heard the word flourish. Amen. That's what we do. We want to grow in the Lord like plants. Amen. We want to grow. And I looked up the word flourish. Amen. That's what that means, to grow. or develop in a healthy and vigorous way. Amen. Especially in a certain environment, and we're talking about on the prayer line, a particular environment, amen. And once again, it's a bold meeting. So I thank God for flourish, amen. I can definitely take that and run with that, amen. Praise God. And Evangelist Diana hasn't been on the line in a few, but the thing is, we talked about that yesterday, affirmations, amen. We want to be able to affirm what God has already said. We talked about affirmations, and we talked about that just on yesterday, amen. I gave them some affirmations to speak by, to read, and just get it down in your spirit. And if you believe, like you said, you can receive, amen. So thank God for that. Affirmations, amen, and it's so important, amen. Make sure that you are affirming what God has already said. That's all it is, affirming the word God, he says, and that's what we stand on. Amen. And we thank God for growth. Definitely on the prayer line. I want to be able to grow, amen, in the Lord. Amen. Be able to develop, amen, in the Lord, his will and his way. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Amen. Once again, we want to, some new ones are coming on. Come on in. We welcome you to the two-year celebration, oh my God, of the Holy Ghost Bride. Thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for, we're going to hear from you as well to see what the Lord has done for you these 2 years or 2 months, 6 months, however long you've been on the prayer line. We want to hear from you as well. I was waiting on little Kinsley to come on so he can sing a song. Amen and praise God. He's not on here yet. Amen. So praise God. So we're going to move on in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We're going to start calling on some of you. Amen. And we do have our men. Sometimes men get kind of restless. So we want to get the men in. Because you know men will get off the line. They get kind of restless. So we want to get in some of our men as well. We got Brother Norman on the prayer line. We just want to hear. He's been on the prayer line for a brief time. And he always talks about how much he loves the prayer line. Has encouraged him. Amen. We thank God for him. So he's got a quick testimony and a song. Amen. So Brother Gandhi. Brother Norman, amen. He's also from Texas. We're talking about out of state. We got out of state, in state. God is just so good, amen. So, Brother Norman, Gandhi, we want to hear from you, amen.
Amen. Yes, I praise God. I thank God for being here. It is a true blessing and an honor just to be amongst you here again. Because I could have been dead. It'd been a cold grave. But the mercy and grace of God made old death behave. And allowed me to raise up and be here yet once again. And I thank God for allowing me the opportunity to raise this voice. I give an honor to the bishop, to Sister Denise. You know, I've been coming on the prayer line since I've met the bishop and met Sister Denise. They have been a true blessing to me. You know, when you're going through life and you're striving to do the right thing, you know, as a man, you know, can't nobody raise a man and guide a man like a man. You know, and the bishop, he has been that man in my life. You know, the inspiration, the motivation that he gives, you know, the stern word of encouragement through the word. You know, he's been a true blessing to me and helped to guide me and strengthen me. Sister Denise, since I've been on the line, I've never met her in person, but I see her face and I see her spirit every day. She has been a true inspiration to me as well. Going through some things, and Sister Denise has called me and, you know, personally taking out the time to be there and do things with me. You know, I was missing some times on the line and going through some things, and the bishop would call me, you know, and check on me. Say, I didn't call for anything. I just wanted to, you know, find out and make sure that you're okay, you know, and that you're doing okay. If you did anything, you need to talk about anything. You need to, you know, pray or go over anything.
Pass
God puts people in our lives.
Now, oh, gentle
Savior. Brother Norman, you there?
Yes. Hey, I'm sorry. I heard some music. I thought you had it. I'm sorry. You know, since I've been on the prayer line, it has been a blessing for me. You know, like the bishop was saying, you know, when you know that there are people who doing things in the will of God. There's a prayer line that you can be a part of that the bishop and the sister desires for me to be a part of. You know, it keeps you encouraged. It keeps you motivated. It gives you that extra push, you know, to keep your spirit, you know, up to par and where it needs to be, and to do the little extra things. It gives you that joy and that peace from knowing that you did a little something to try and help somebody else's life and help somebody else to, you know, to have something to be encouraged about. Because since I've been on the line, just been able to share testimonies about things that, you know, I've been through and things that I've had to experience, that in itself has been a blessing to me, you know, because a lot of times we have things that have going on in our lives, difficult things, painful things, and you hear a lot of people say that they desire to shut those things up. You know, that is not good. You know, the prayer line has provided an opportunity to be able to give testimonies and open those doors that, you know, we, for our own, you know, personal reasons, the physical reasons, the fleshly reasons, desire to keep closed. You know, God's desire was to give testimony, you know, and to share about the things that we go through and experience, you know, and it helps us to get past those things, beyond those things, you know, and to find strength in all of those things. You know, and the prayer line has been able to allow me to be able to do all of those things and to be able to hear the testimonies of brothers and sisters that have, you know, personally touched my life and made a difference in my life, to know that other people are going through things. And when you hear about how they came through it, and to let you know that, you know, God is still God and he's still that I am, like that sister said. You know, he's still doing everything that he said that he would do. And I thank God for the prayer line and, you know, all of the brothers and sisters that come over here, the mothers, the pastors, the ministers, the brothers, you know, they've all been a tremendous inspiration to me, and I love them all for what they've done. I thank God for the prayer line. It has really been an encouragement to me, and I give a special honor to the bishop and the sister in these for all of the work and the effort that they put into it, and it's been a blessing. And I thank everybody for every prayer and, you know, every praise. And I'm going to try and find a song right here that I was telling Sister Denise that, you know, I don't really have songs. And when I come on and I sing, it's just feelings from my spirit, out of my soul, that I just try to find a way to put words to. So y'all bear with me as I try that again, to lift my voice and give God just a little praise for the many, many, many things that he's done in my life. I can never repay him, but I just pray that the lifting of my voice will somehow show him just how much it means to me. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You've been so good, so good to me, Lord. So now I'll try to praise your name. I want to say glory Lord, glory for all of the trials you walk me through. hide my soul, my soul. Say hallelujah, Lord, my soul. Say hallelujah. Oh, Lord, precious Lord, where would I be, Lord, Lord, without your grace? Oh, and your mercy Lord, your mercy heal this body. This body of mine, I want to say thank you, Lord, I thank you, and I give you the glory, Lord, Lord. And all the praise. I thank God for every little thing that he does and allows me to do in my life. And I just pray that somebody is touched by the words and the swords and the murder that comes from my soul. And I pray that God allows my voice to be just a little bit of a praise and thanks for all that he's done for me. Y'all continue to pray my strength in the Lord and that I continue to every day grow and be the man that God desires me to be. I love you all with the love of God. May God forever bless and keep you.
Amen. Praise you. God, you're always a blessing. Always a blessing. Thank God for the anointing. You know, God makes us all unique. We all got gifts. I thank God, Brother Norman. That is unique. Awesome. Old school style. That's what I love. Thank God for you, Brother Norman. Yes, we definitely keep you in prayer. Amen. For your healing, whatever you need, we have you in prayer on the Holy Ghost prayer line. Amen. We got an awesome speaker coming up. Amen. Awesome, awesome in their own way. Speaking of unique. Amen. We have an awesome, awesome woman of God. Amen. I love her because she says she always love to be a help to God's kingdom, anything to do with the Lord. She's always willing, got that willing heart, willing mind. And guess what? He's got a word for us on this morning. It's the First Lady Pastor Operation, host of Family Oneness for God. All that. She wears many hats, and I thank God for a life coach. I'm going to be getting with her. She's also a life coach. Amen. So she wears a lot of hats, and I thank God for her spirit, just having that anointing, that spirit to just love God and love his people. Amen. So God bless you, First Lady. First Lady Bree Jackson.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you, everyone. God bless everyone on the call today. I just wanted to pop in and celebrate 2 years with you. I want to share with you Psalms 121, where it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Family of God, today we know that God is our help, but I just want to make sure we all understand what help means. Help means that he's not only providing, but he's making sure that he maintains. He not only makes sure he maintains, family of God, but he makes sure he sustains. The devil tries to get us into the habit of thinking that God may give it to you, but we need to remind the devil and remind ourselves that God not only gives it to us, He then keeps on giving, and he makes sure that the well doesn't run dry. There's something about having confidence in God today, and I just wanted to share that with you, amen, that God says we can look into the hills from which cometh our help, our ability to receive, to keep on receiving, and that receiving continues to grow. And I thank God today that he's touching each and every one of you and making you the receiver of that help, making you the receptor of that help. And I thank God today that as I'm speaking to someone, someone knows what I'm talking about. You may just have a little seed, but God is going to make that little seed grow. Come on, somebody. And before you know it, you're going to have the ability to give back and to give that more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
God, talking about providing for us. Because the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence taken by force. If we are to build the kingdom in these days, in these circumstances, if we are to continue to support the church in these days, in these circumstances, if we are to continue to build ministries in these days, in these circumstances, we're going to have to be the ones to invest. We're going to have to be able to invest our time, our talent, and our resources. Praise God. The world is trying to strip the church of so much of what we got going on. Somebody said, what is going on with Pastor Bree today? I'm looking around the Bay Area. I'm listening to all the things and the prayer requests that come in through the Family Oneness Prayer Line, Family of God, for back to school. Every child asked this year for strength against bullying. If it wasn't against bullying, the simple emails came in and said, Pastor Bree, just remember me in prayer because I feel like taking my life. Normally it's the parents that send into the prayer line, but this year I had children emailing me, asking me to pray for them. Family of God today, prayer warriors, it's time for us to look into the hills for what cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord, he's going to increase us. He's going to make it so that increase is sustainable, and then he's going to maintain it. He's not only going to plant it, he's going to water it, and it is going to grow in abundance. The abundance of God is on its way because we need it. We need God's fruition. We need God's preparation. We need God to do something amazing in our lives, and he's going to do it. It may seem like I'm preaching to you, but I'm not. I'm just simply saying amen. Amen to the prayers. Amen to the tarrying. Amen to the coming before God in the altar and throne room of God, petitioning. Amen. And my amen says this. We will look into the shields from which cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord. We're not going to receive any other kind of help, no strange fruit. We're not going to believe in anything else. We know that our God can do abundantly above anything that we could ever ask or think. We're expecting and only will retain the help from the Lord. When God helps us, we know that it's an all-encompassing help. He's going to help our mind, our body, our soul, our spirit, our ministries. Come on, somebody. He's going to pour into our belly a river that runs and flows. That's what God has promised to do for us. We don't have to worry about making preparations for a plan B. God is our plan A, our plan B, and our plan C. We're going to look into the shields for what's coming our help. Some people think we're looking in the wrong way, but they forgot about our God, family of God. He don't need something to make something. Hallelujah. He can speak into the atmosphere. He's the commander of the atmosphere. He can make something out of nothing. He can make an increase out of a little. He can make an abundance out of very, very small things. Our God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. So today I'm asking us to look into the shields from what's coming to our help, to pray in faith, to believe God, to stand on the word of God. Don't be moved by the circumstances or situations. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. But to say, receive the abundance of God. Don't be afraid when they start praying somebody. Don't go inside. Don't be complacent. Don't be content. Let God pour into you what he would have for you to receive. The work we do requires a constant flow. It's not one bucket or one bottle or one house. It's the entire neighborhood. It's not one family, not one child, not one son. It's the entire lineage and generation. Tell the devil that you're not going to accept something. You want it all. Somebody shout amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That thirst for abundance is what I'm asking. I'm asking you to become thirsty for the abundance. Become thirsty for all of it. Become thirsty for all your healing. Become thirsty for all your family. Become thirsty for all your neighborhood. Become thirsty for all your ministry. Begin to thirst and hunger after the things of God. And he said he would fill us. Today, family of God, I'm not settling. I'm not walking away from my blessing. I'm asking us to stand together today. Somebody used to say, get ready. I say, I'm ready. Hallelujah. I'm ready to receive.
Come on.
I will listen to the
ready.
Heels from what's
I'm
coming,
ready.
My help. My help coming
mm-hmm.
from the Lord. I'm expecting the help. I'm waiting on the help. I'm standing for the help. I'm fighting for the help. I'll be here for the help. I'm not going to give up for the help. I'm not going to walk away from the help. I'm looking into the shields from which cometh my help, and my help cometh from the Lord. Amen? So I'm praying
Amen.
Today as 2 years go by.
Amen.
You know, 2 years is a long time to be committed. And I thank Sister Denise for offering, even inviting me. I thank you for receiving me. And for those who can hear me, I thank you for hearing me. Because I look for it prophetic, and the Lord has showed to me. We see it in our children. If we could do what we did before and it would work, we would be doing it. Family of God, we need help from the heel, and that heel is the throne room of God. It's time for us to fight for that faith, not give up and not to settle for the small and the tiny and the little bit, but believe God for the abundance because he's able and he's willing to give it to us. Turn it back over to Sister Denise, and I just want to thank you all for allowing me to be here. Somebody say the Lord is a keeper. He's a shade on the right hand, the scripture says. Hallelujah. He will preserve us and he will keep us. And I thank you for this time. Hallelujah. But I'm believing God for the abundance. I'm standing in line for this prayer call, not only to be here today, but it will be here next year. Hallelujah. Somebody say, the Bible says, go
yes,
tell
yes.
that old fox. Go tell that old devil. Hallelujah. We were here yesterday.
Hallelujah.
We were here last week.
That's right.
We're here
Still
last
here,
week.
Devil.
We're here last
Still
year.
Here.
I'll be here next year.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And a year after that, God does a good work. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
praise God.
Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you again. And I love
Hallelujah.
Everyone. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for our first lady. We're talking about a ball of fire. Fire. Keep that fire. I told y'all that yesterday. And here she comes running with fire. Thank God for the ball of fire. I love that. First lady, thank you so much. And it's always a blessing when she can take time out to come and join us because she does have to work. Amen. Praise God. And I heard help. Amen. We know that our help comes from the Lord. So look unto the hills. She said that. So we're praying for help, more help. God is our helper. Thank God for help for the Lord. And like she says, everybody's talking about get ready. Get, no. I'm ready. Be ready. We
Amen.
Are ready. I am ready and waiting. Ready and waiting. Amen. Because we already know our help comes from the Lord. So we're waiting on him, believing. Oh, God, for the abundance. No more small, like she said, no more small, no more minute, little bitty, itty bitty. No, we're praying for the abundance, and we always talk about the abundant life. Amen. Thank God. The Lord is our keeper, as she says. The Lord is our keeper. So thank you. Thank you. First Lady, ooh, she always has a good word to say, and she is running for the Lord for real. Ball of fire. Love her. A dynamic, anointed woman of God. So praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. For her, may God richly, richly bless you and give you the desires of your heart as well, just for her faithfulness. Amen. It's something about being faithful over what? The little bitty things, and he can bless you with much. Mm. I love her with the love of God. Yes, I do. Amen. Thank you so much, First Lady Jackson. Amen. Praise God. Now, we do have some other people online. Bishop said he had told a few people. I'm not sure if they want to speak. We have a 562 number. Amen. I'm not sure who that is. 562-542. Eldon Curry. Eldon
yes.
Curry. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, amen. Praise God. You got a word for us. Amen. I think it's a first timer. Amen. I don't think I've ever seen his name before, but you have a word. Amen. Is God giving you a word for the prayer line, the Holy Ghost prayer line? Have you ever been on our prayer line before?
Amen. Yes. Yes, woman of God. Thank you, woman of God. Yes, I came on the elder pre-vote. Amen. And the Lord had me to give my testimony. Of how he
oh,
saved
amen.
Me.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. And I was honored that Bishop Page asked me to come and bring a word, amen, for y'all second year anniversary. Amen. And the Lord did give me something, amen, for everyone. So I release the apostolic anointing to everyone that is under the sound of my voice right now. Amen. I want to share a little something that the Lord gave me. amen, for your celebration. And I just hear the Lord say to encourage everyone to keep working. Amen. Keep up the good work. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And the word of the Lord reads. And before we go into the word, let's have a quick moment of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word that is ever alive. We thank you, Father, this morning, God. Amen. For your saints all over, God, that are listening. We thank you this morning, God, for the Holy Ghost prayer line. Lord, can you hear me?
God,
to move by your spirit, oh God. We thank you. We give you praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For you setting this prayer line up, Lord. That's why the gates of hell cannot prevail against it, God, because you set this up.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your faithful servants, God, hallelujah, that have dedicated their life, that have dedicated their heart and their mind, God, to serving you. We thank you on this morning, God, for what you're about to say, God. Let us never be the same after this word, God. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Father, for it belongs to you, Father. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a shout of victory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Circle that word steadfast. Be ye steadfast. Unmovable. Circle the word unmovable. Unmovable. Hallelujah. Always bounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor, I want you to circle that word labor, is not in vain in the Lord. The Lord gave me this morning to give to you all, to all of the saints, keep on working. Come on here, somebody. Keep on working. And hallelujah, subtopic is working. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God in this hour, beloved, is saying to us, amen, in this particular text, to be steadfast. And the reason why he's telling us to be steadfast, that word steadfast means to hold fast to what you got. Come on here, somebody. It means lock on to what God has given you and don't let it go. Come on here, somebody. Because so many in the way have let go of the things that God has given them. They have let go of the word. They have let go of the testimony. They have let go of the blood. But the Lord is saying this morning, hold on, child of God, to what I've given you, because what I've given you is about to pay off. Oh, I wish somebody would begin to praise it right now, because I feel the movement and power of the Holy Ghost. God is saying, The reason why I'm blessing your ministry is because you've held on to me and you haven't let go. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you Glory to God. The Second Timothy right quick. Glory to God. Amen. The Second Timothy. Amen. Paul was telling Timothy. Glory to God. Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. He said, preach the word. Come on here, somebody. Preach the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Preach the word. Because see, the word is the only thing that can save us. The word is the only thing that can revive us.
Come on, Jesus.
Is the only thing that can turn things around. The word is the only thing right now, glory to God, that can manifest the presence of God. So Paul is telling Timothy, preach the word, son. Preach that word. Preach that word. I'm telling every saint, every child of God that is called by his name, we have an obligation to the Lord to preach this word. Come on here, somebody. And then he says in verse 2 of chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, he said, be instant. Come on here, somebody. Be instant. See, when you're
instant, you
ain't got to think about what you're going to say. See, when you're instant, that means that the Holy Ghost will already give you what to say. Tell your neighbor online this morning, say, neighbor, be instant. Come on here, somebody. Be instant with that word. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You ain't got to think about what you're going to say. Amen. The Holy Ghost, you already know what to say. Come on here, somebody. You just got to obey. The Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God has said, all I'm looking for you to be is instant. Come on here, somebody. He said, be instant in season, out of season. How many know that the word is never out of season? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The word is always in season. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Amen. You got people that ain't ready for the word. You got people that don't want the word, but the word is still in season. Come on here, somebody.
He said, preaching what they don't want to hear.
Why? Because the word is not going to return void. Come on here, somebody. God is saying it's your job to preach it. Oh, glory to God. We ain't in it to be liked. We in it to do a job. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
We in it because God
called
us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so God is saying to us, be steadfast. Hallelujah. Be instant. Glory to God. In season, out of season. Reprove. Hallelujah. Rebuke. Exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, you got to be steadfast, neighbor. You got to hold on.
You got to lock on.
Hallelujah. Amen. You got to hold on to your assignment like a pit bull. You got to hold on to the word of God. Don't let it go. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hold on to it. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because it's going to pay off. God said, be steadfast. Hold fast. Amen. To what I've given you this morning. Glory to God. Then he says, be unmovable. I mean, you know that when the Lord tells us to be unmovable, that means for us to be planted. Amen. Amen. It means for us to be stable. Amen. It means to be established. God says, don't let every wind of doctrine move you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. What do Ephesians 4:14 says? Hallelujah. For us not to be tossed to and fro. Come on here, somebody.
By every wind of doctrine.
Glory to God. That means every time a doctrine come along, amen, you tossed by it. God said, don't be tossed by every wind of doctrine, but hold on to what I've given you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Yeah, just because it's new don't mean that it's true. Come on here, somebody. God says, hold on. Amen. Stay unmovable. Come on here, somebody. Don't let the wind, amen, of other strange doctrines move you, glory to God, when nothing should be moving us but the word of God. Let there be should be moving us but the Holy Ghost. Nothing should be moving us but the presence of the Almighty God. Somebody give God a shout.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
People are being moved by strange doctrine. People are being moved by strange teaching. But God is saying, hold what you got. Tell somebody, say, hold what you got, neighbor. Hallelujah. God is able, glory to God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Come on here, neighbor. Hallelujah. God is saying the reason why you ain't folded yet is because you still holding on. The reason why the miracles of God is still happening because you still holding on. People are trying to figure out what you're doing, but all you're doing is holding on to what God has given you. I wish somebody would shout to God with the voice of triumph. Come on and give him the praise, neighbor. If you
Hallelujah.
Are
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Say, we like a tree, neighbor, that's planted by the rivers of water. Come on here, somebody, that shall bring forth his fruit in his season. With somebody to give God a praise, because we are unmovable in this hour. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, stand firm, neighbor. Don't be moved by the circumstance. Don't be moved by the situation. Don't be moved by the storm. Hallelujah. If God spoke to it, so can I. Come on here, somebody. If God came to it, so can I. Glory to God. God is saying we're more than a conqueror through him that loves us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, tell somebody, say, I'm not going to be moved, neighbor. Hallelujah. The wind may blow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the storm may come, but I refuse to be unmoved, neighbor. Glory to God. I got to be steadfast if he's telling me. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know, I want to drop this gold nugget in your spirit this morning by the Holy Ghost. How many of you know that when you be something, you ain't got to become it. You already is. Come on here, somebody. You know, we try to be steadfast. God said, no, you just got to be what's already in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Glory to
come
God.
On.
Amen. Amen. I believe somebody named Shakespeare said to be or not to be. Glory to God. But we choose to be this morning. Hallelujah. Because God is put it in our spirit to be. So you can be steadfast, mate.
Yes.
You
yes,
can be
yes, yes.
unmovable. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then Paul says to the saints, he says, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at that word abounding, saints, because I like to look things up. That's how the apostles,
come on.
That's how God has trained me. So I looked up the word abounding, and it means to be existing in or to have an efficiency or a surplus of all things. So God is saying to make sure that the ministry always has a surplus of all things.
Hallelujah.
So God is saying, continue, amen,
yes,
to make sure that your ministry has an abundance, amen, of whatever God wants you to have. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Keep striving to make sure, amen, that we always have a surplus. We always have an abundance. Come on here, somebody. That's why we keep laboring. Amen. Because Yeshua said, I come that you might have life and that what? More abundantly. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Like the woman of God was saying earlier. Glory to God. It is for us to have the abundant life. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Amen. He didn't die and get up. Amen. For us to be broke, busted, and disgusted. He didn't die and get up. Amen. For us not to be healed. Amen. He didn't die and get up. Glory to God. With all power. For us not to have all power. Oh, I wish somebody would catch what the Lord is saying this morning. He said, I got up so you could get up. Come on here, somebody, and walk in the power of our God. Somebody give God a praise. Say, neighbor, he did it so we can walk in where he goes.
He did it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Son, that I'm our son, though. And the only way we going to see it, neighbor, is that we have to stay steadfast. We have to be unmovable. We have to be always abounding in the work. Why you think that the Lord, amen, wrapped himself up in the work?
Yes,
he said, I must work the work of him that has sent me while it is day. How many of you know that darkness is approaching, but there's still some light? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is dead. Nightfall is falling, but there's still some light. So as long as there's light, glory to God, you can see. Glory to God, you can see enough to get the work done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor online, say, it's all about the work, neighbor. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All about the work. All about the work. Hallelujah.
We got to make sure that the work of the Lord is being done. That's why we ain't got time to fight each other. We ain't got time to backbite each other. We ain't got time to gossip each other. But all of us got a work to be done. Come on here. here, somebody. And if we work the work, then God can come back. Come on here, somebody. But he can't come till the work is done. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise. Now, take a neighbor and say, keep working, neighbor. Keep on working, neighbor.
Keep
Don't
working.
You stop working,
keep
neighbor.
Working.
Hallelujah. Because if
working.
We work, God, it's going to come.
Somebody give him a praise.
Somebody
thank
give him the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So
hallelujah.
Wrap yourself in the work. You know what? God, let me drop something
Ooh,
else in your spirit. By the Holy Ghost of God is moving this morning. You know, every opposition,
yes,
every time the enemy hit at us, he's hitting at us because he don't want us to do the work. Come on here, somebody. And
come
then
on.
The reason why
come
we
on.
Get attacked is because he knows if we get attacked, it'll take our mind off the work. But let me give
come
you
on,
a secret.
Come
let me
on,
get
come
when
on.
The
Hallelujah.
Enemy attacks you,
yes,
amen,
yes,
wrap
yes,
yourself
yes.
up in the work. Amen. Declare that I'm going to do more work. Glory to God. It
come
must
on,
be for my
That's
Father's
it.
Glory for me to turn up the work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you. We're in a season right now. God is saying, turn up. Glory to God. Don't turn down. Turn up. Glory to God. Whatever you do, turn it up. Glory to God. I've even heard the young folks say, turn down for what? Amen. We need to be like them. Glory to God. We need to turn up.
Come on.
God says,
turn up
your worship. Turn up your worship. Glory to God. Turn it up.
Come on.
Turn
it
up. Turn up your worship. Turn up your witness in life. Glory to God. Whatever God has assigned you to do, turn it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody,
Woo!
And give
turn
God some praise.
Turn
glory
up.
To God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Turn it up.
Turn it
up.
Turn it up.
Turn
it
up.
Turn it up.
That's how you gonna shut
Ooh,
the devil
God,
up.
Yes,
that's how you gonna shut the kingdom of hell up. Hallelujah. And
come
the
on.
Gates of hell will not be able to prevail yeah. against us. Why? Because we're turning up the work. Tell somebody I said, turn it up,
Hallelujah.
Neighbor. Glory to God.
Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up.
Hey,
Lord,
I feel you. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then Paul says to the saints, amen, for as much as ye know, glory to God. See, now you got
mm-hmm.
to know, glory to God. You got
That's
to
right.
know what you're doing for the Lord is not in vain. You got to know, glory to God. We got to graduate from believing to knowing. Come on here, somebody. We come in believing, but you leave out
Woo!
Knowing. Come on here, somebody. Amen. When
you
come
know.
In believing,
you
because
know.
You ain't
you
never
know.
Seen God do it, glory to God. But when you done seen God do it, countless times, glory to God, when you've seen God come through so many times, you start believing and you start knowing what your God can do.
You
come on here,
know.
Somebody. For as much as ye know, glory to God. Hallelujah. Is that why Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I am God? Glory to God. We got to know something
yes,
in this hour. Glory to God. You got to know that the Lord God, he is God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
For
Thank
as
you,
much
Jesus.
As ye know that your labor, come on here, somebody. How many know that your labor, labor means you putting in hard work. Come on here, somebody. Labor means
right.
that you ain't putting in no light work. Amen. You putting in hard work, glory to God. When
Woo,
you labor,
come on,
that means that you putting your shoulder to the plow, glory to God. When you labor, glory to God. God is saying that
Hallelujah.
Means that you working, glory to God. You putting in some hard work, glory to God. How many of you
Hallelujah.
Are putting in hard work right now, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord is saying, your labor is not in
Hallelujah.
Vain.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me share
glory.
With you
Amen.
The nugget that the Lord dropped in my spirit concerning this here.
Money,
he said,
yes, Lord.
How you know that your labor is not in vain? Because your heart is in it. Come on here, somebody.
Oh,
Hallelujah. See, when we labor
Lord.
For God, We got to make sure that our heart is in it. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
If your
come
heart
on,
ain't
absolutely.
In it, then you laboring in vain. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because God wants our what? He wants our heart. Come on here, somebody. Because if you
come
put
on.
Your heart in it, that means that you putting your everything in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where do God speak? He speak to the what? Heart. He said, I want you to put your heart in it. And if you put your heart in it, like the old folks say, you're going to put your foot in it. Glory to God. You're going to put
on.
Everything you got in it.
Come
glory
on,
to God.
Jesus.
God ain't going to have
on.
To worry about us going nowhere. God said, because I got your heart. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
Morning, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
If you put your heart in your work, come on and give God a praise. Come on and give God a shout. If God got your heart this morning, come on and give God the praise. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
My
heart is in it.
My heart is in it.
Go nowhere. My heart is in it. Hallelujah. I can't turn away because my heart is in it. Amen. I can't leave God because my heart is in it. Come on, here, somebody. I can't leave God. My heart is in it. Come on, here, somebody. I can't sell out because my heart.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Give God the glory if your heart is in it. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't get out of the presence of the Lord because my heart is in it. Come on here, somebody. Give God praise for your heart being in the work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
When I gave God my life, I gave God my heart.
Hallelujah.
And he created me. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. He renewed the right spirit with me. Glory to God.
Line muted. He said
it's not in vain. Glory to God. I'm not working for nothing. Come on here, somebody. Can somebody say, I'm not laboring for nothing. Amen. I'm laboring because if I labor, God will give me a crown. Come on here, somebody. I got a crown waiting on me. Glory to God. I can't lose sight, neighbor. Glory to God. Because I'm working because God promised me. He said if we labor, he's going to give us a crown. Tell somebody, I got a crown waiting on me. I can't turn back. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Yes. Come on here, somebody. In the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory
in
to God.
The
why
Lord.
You say that the old Satan? Amen. They would tell us only what you do for Christ is going to last. Amen. Only
last.
What you do for the Lord is going to last. Amen. Everything else is going to fade away. But if you do it for the Lord, amen, it's going to last. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to see a reward. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody get happy right now. Because what you're doing and what I'm doing is not for no prestige.
Thank you,
Jesus. It's not for
come
the glory
on.
Of men, but it's for
Jesus.
The glory of God.
Jesus.
Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I got one more thing to impart in your spirit that I'm going to turn it back over. Amen. To the hands of the saints of God this morning. Glory to God. But I heard that you've been in it for 2 years.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
two
Lord.
Is an awesome
yes,
number. Come on here, somebody. Two means the power of agreement. Amen. It means agreement. And God is saying, I've put the seal of agreement, amen, on your ministry. I put the seal of agreement on your prayer line. Amen. That means anytime you come into agreement with the word, anytime you come into agreement with the Lord, God is going to move speedily for you. We are in a season where heaven and earth has come together to establish agreement. And God is saying, stay in agreement with me in this hour. Come on here, somebody. If two of you shall agree as touching, God says, don't let nothing or nobody break your agreement. Come on here, somebody. Stay in agreement, child of God. Whatever you need, hallelujah. It's in your agreement. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh,
amen.
God.
That's why the enemy, he knows the power of agreement. That's why he tried to keep us divided so we won't come together. But God has said the devil is a liar. Amen. Stay in agreement because I'm going to honor whatever you agree on. Somebody give God the praise.
Yes,
somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Power of agreement.
Hey!
Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't let nothing break your agreement, child of God, nothing will be impossible for you. Glory to God. You ain't got to worry about the devil. God says, stop talking about him. He don't count. He don't matter in this. Amen. This is Holy Ghost business. Glory to God. God is saying, stay in agreement because I'm blessing your Holy Ghost prayer line. Glory to God. When they come on, glory to God, I'm praying the fire of God will engulf this prayer line. Glory to God. I'm praying Hallelujah. No matter what it is, glory to God, because the Bible says, God says in Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard that our God can't do. Come on here, somebody. Stay in agreement. Amen. Somebody put your agreement together with the prayer line right now and say, God, for the power of agreement. Give it glory. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. He said, because you're not
agree.
It's not in vain. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's not in vain, glory to God. I'm not praying in vain. Hallelujah. I'm not speaking the word in vain. Glory to God. There's power. Power. Somebody shout power. There's power. Glory to God. There's power. There's power in my word. Hallelujah. There's power. Hallelujah. In my confession. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, say, keep working. Glory to God. Keep working. Glory to God. While it is day. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Because nighttime is approaching. But while there is day, neighbor, we can still see. Glory to God. God said, we are the light of the world. Come on here, somebody. That's why we care about working. He said, because we are the light. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
We are
the
light.
We here. We are the light. Come on here, somebody. The world may be dark, but God says, you are the light. Come on here, somebody. You are the word in flesh. Come on here, somebody. We are the word in flesh. And the word became flesh in front of us. And God says, you are my word made flesh. Somebody give him the praise.
Yes, Lord.
That's why you can't stop working, glory to God. God said, come on, anointing is on you. You can't stop working. There's souls that need you. You can't stop working. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Come on.
You destroy the devil's kingdom every time you speak the word. Amen. You are bringing forth miracles every time you speak the word. Deliverance comes forth every time you speak the word. said, keep on working. Don't you stop. Don't you stop. Here, somebody, because you notice that Paul tells this to the saints, amen, after he encouraged them that God is going to come back for us. Come on here, somebody. And we can't stop working because we don't want him to catch us with our work undone. Come on here, somebody. I got to keep working because I know he's coming back. Come on here, somebody. I got to keep working because I know he gave me your work to do. Take your neighbor right quick. Amen. Take your neighbor right quick. That neighbor, work it. Glory to God. Work it, neighbor. Work it, neighbor. Hallelujah. Everything is set to stay for his coming. Amen. Everybody getting nervous like Purvis. No, don't get nervous like Purvis. God is setting the stage for his coming. Amen. That's why he's saying, glory to God. Amen. We got to stay holy. We got to stay in the place that God has us so we don't miss his coming. Come on here, somebody. We got to stay praying. Because God is saying, if you ain't praying, you sleeping. Come on here, somebody. This ain't the time to be sleeping. Take a name and say, neighbor, stay woke. Come on here, somebody. Stay woke, neighbor. Glory to God. Why? Because he's coming back. Stay in your prayer closet, neighbor. He can stay in the secret place of the Most High. Shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. We got to stay in prayer, neighbor. Why? Because he's soon to come. Somebody give God another shout. Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Praise God. Woo. Thank you, Pastor. We can go on and on and on, but praise God. We got to cut it down. Praise God. Thank you so much. Woo, Lord. That's an awesome, awesome, awesome word of God. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that. And I thank God for the speakers that are coming on, because they got confirmation on top of confirmation. There's the scripture that he brought up, and I wanted to say it this morning, and I got so busy reading everything else, and that's what it was all about. Matthew 18 and 19, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done in their name. Then Matthew 18:20 came to my mind this morning. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Stay. Yes, amen. Lord. We need to just stay working for the Lord. I thank God for that. Thank God we need to hear that, to keep working for the Lord. And remember, things as he said, our labor is not in vain. So keep working. Keep standing still. Stand firm on the word of God. And when the enemy comes to attack, I love when he said that, guess what we're going to do? We're going to work more harder. Work more and more, because the enemy is coming to attack for a reason. Amen. He knows God's a gift. Yes, he knows Lord. God's anointed one. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So we're going to block and stop that. Yes. Amen, saints? Yes, we are. We're going to keep running for the Lord, running his way. We're not going to give up. We don't stop, and we don't give up. So there's nothing the devil can do to block us. Amen? So we thank God for that. Thank God for that word. Turn it up. What do the kids say all the time? Turn it up, turn it up. And we're going to turn it up for Jesus. Amen? We're not going to turn it down and bow down to the devil. We're going to turn it up way up. With the fire and the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We got power, saints. Yes, we do. Ooh, we got power and our labor. Keep that in mind. Take this away with you. Our labor is not in vain. Amen. And we're going to live the abundant life. Why? Because he said we come to have life. God comes and we have life, and life more abundantly. So we're going to live the abundant life, not broke down, tore up, sad, depressed. Get out of here, devil. We cast that out in the name of Jesus, because we know the gates of hell, praise God, shall not prevail, amen, against this prayer line, amen. So, saints, look up, look high, stand still and stand high. Wake up, rise up, amen, and get ready. Get in position for what God has for us, amen. Woo, keep working. I love that, amen. Praise God. And we, God is so awesome. God is so good. I thank God for the word on today. Amen. Praise God.
And I'm looking for our baby, but I don't see him yet. Kenzie, I was looking for Kenzie because he had a son for us, but I don't see him. Amen. Praise God. We got to move on. We're definitely going to move on. But right quick, I got to throw this in there while you're on the line because some are getting on and getting off. Amen. But we got to do this like we do every day. Amen. Once again, I thank the pastor, too, because he started talking about really know. We have to really get to know the Lord. And we say that every day on the prayer line. Amen. In Ephesians, it talks about that you may know. You really get to know him, the hope of his calling, the riches of his glory, in the inheritance and saints. So he backed that up. He confirmed that. So we really have to know him. We have to know the Lord Jesus Christ and his wisdom and knowledge. That's what we want, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. So thank God for the confirmation. Yeah. But right now, we got to do something that's really important. All that's in vain, guess what? We're not born again. Amen. So we must be born again. It talks about that in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Guess what? For by grace are we saved through faith, not of us. Yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works. Amen. So there's nothing we can do as far as salvation, not of works, lest any man or woman should boast. Amen. 1 John 1:9 says, if we, that's what we have to do. We have to do that with our own mouth. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. Amen. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Let's go to our golden text for this prayer line. Amen. Once again, thanks. So thank you guys so much thus far for all the speakers that we have so far. I'm just full. I really am, but we got more to come. Amen. Thank God for our wonderful speakers taking time out in your day. And yes, Pastor, I do remember you. I don't remember names that well, but once you got to talking, oh, absolutely. I remember he has been on a prayer line before, and he is definitely a preacher, teacher, and all that. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. May God continue to use you for his glory. Amen. So Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, that's all that is. Just that simple. You can confess and repent. Do it daily, saints. We need to do it daily because we all fall short the glory of God. Yes, we do. So if you confess with your mouth the Lord and believe in your heart, so it's a heart thing, didn't he? He said that. And she said that as well. Amen. Amen. It's a heart thing. It has to be in your heart. And if it's in your heart, guess what? You're going to go all the way. You're going to put everything in it, like he says. So confessing with your mouth, believing in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. It's a promise, sounds like to me. Amen. So if all hearts and minds are clear, some of you I had to mute out. There's a lot of noise going on. We know the enemy tried to distract when the spirit of the Lord is here. So some of you I had to mute out. Amen. But I love you, though. Amen. Praise God. So if all hearts and minds are clear, unmute your phone. If all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to repeat this prayer. Amen. Let's do it with our heart. Amen. Like we tell you all the time, make sure you're doing it with your heart, not just speaking the words itself, but it's got to be in your heart. You got to believe it. Amen. So can we all say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
One more time. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me for all my sins. I believe that you died on the cross.
I believe that you died on the cross.
We're buried. And on the third day. God the Father.
God the Father.
Raised you from the dead.
Raise you from the dead. So right now, Lord Jesus,
I open the door to my heart. And I repent from my wicked ways.
And I receive you into my heart as my Lord and my personal Savior. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Amen. And we know we always go to Romans 10:10. in Romans 10:10 says, so with the heart, once again, we're talking about the heart, right, saints? So with the heart, family of God, man, believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, amen, it's something we have to do with our own mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:13 says, so for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for salvation. If you're already saved, we just got the slate clean. We got it right on this morning. Amen. Because we all fall short. Amen. And we're going to move on. Amen. We got some of the, there's someone else on the line. I'm trying to get the out of statements. And yes, if you have to leave, that's fine. But we're trying to get everybody in. We may go a little. That's what celebrations are. Amen. We don't have a time frame. Amen. Not today, anyway. We have someone else on the line out of state. Her name is Princess Goddess. Area code 213. Amen. Princess Goddess. 213 area code. Is that someone Bishop invited?
Yes.
Oh, well, praise God. Amen. God bless you. Amen. So once again, we got Brother Greg on the line. Brother Greg, we're trying to get our men in because I know our men will get off in a minute. We want to try to get our men on. Brother Greg, amen. He's been on the prayer line for a minute or two. Amen. We thank God for him. And can you just tell us what the prayer line has done for you these 2 years? Amen. The length of time that you've been on here. Amen. Got your phone muted out, Greg. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Brother Greg, you there? Amen. Brother Greg, you there?
Can you hear already, huh?
Amen. Praise God. All right, Brother Greg, we'll get back to Brother Greg. Don't y'all get quiet on me. You know that's the trick of the devil. Amen. But we're going to cast the devil out. Don't get quiet on me. Amen. Sister Renee, we got Sister Renee on the line since you're already talking. Sister Renee, tell us what the Lord has done for you since you've been on the prayer line. Amen.
Oh, he has done really great things. Good morning, everyone. Praise God. First giving honor to God. And God is so amazing. He has done a lot of good things for me. He has grown me. I really have grown in the Lord. I'm having more confidence in the Lord because he's giving me more confidence to do a lot of things that he wants me to do, not what I want to do, but what he wants me to do. So I'm thankful for that. And since I've been on the prayer line, I see my growth. I'm growing in the Lord. And I'm learning this. To stand, no matter what it looks like, I'm learning to stand. So I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for that. So she's learning to stand. And what the Bible say when you've done all that you can do, stand. So thank God she's able to stand when the trials and tribulations come. She's not going to faint. And even if she does, she's going to get back up. Amen. The Bible says, be not weary and well doing. Due season you will reap if you faint not. Amen. So thank God she's learning to stand. Amen. Praise God. We got Mother Inez on the line. Mother Inez, can you tell her what God has done for you since she got been on the prayer line? Mother Evangelist Inez Watson.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I first would be in here. And everybody on the show line, I'm just going to say, I was going to have two testimonies real quick. I wanna since I'm on the prayer line, I'm able to see better. And also my leg, on my left leg was healed. And I just wanna say thank you to Sister Denise and this age for this vote committed to the Lord. And just keep the faith. And I just wanna make one quote real quick. With God, all things are possible. That's Matthew 19:22. Just keep your trust in God and keep on keeping on. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We got Sister Josie on the line. Amen. Sister Josie. Golly, Josie. We got our sunshine. Sister Sunshine. Josie. She's going to tell you guys also, she started a ministry since she's been on the prayer line. She's got a ministry where she feeds the homeless. Amen. Sister Josie. Come on in, Josie. God bless you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. God bless you. God bless everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for the anniversary, the 2-year anniversary. You know, it didn't seem like it's been that long, like already. Oh, but praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is keeping it, sustaining it. And it's just been a blessing. When I was going through, I needed the prayer line, God. This was the first prayer line that God sent me to. And, boy, I'm telling you, it was miracles, signs, and wonders. It helped assist me in a dark place that I was in when I was in the greatest part of depression, you know, and with all the things that I was going through, the prayer line was constant in my life, and it really blessed me. Bishop and Denise been on here forever, and just, you know, God been blessing them to sustain us, to keep it up. So, you know, thank God for the faithful people, you know, men of standard. And I just thank God for them being a blessing to everybody, you know. And then the family that's continually on here, my prayer line family and everything. So God's been really good. And I just thank
line unmuted.
It helped me not to fall all the way off the boat, you know, and like the other sister was saying, you know, it helped her to be stronger and, you know, to stand your ground. And that's what the prayer line was doing. Every day it was a battle, it was a fight, and it was during a time of corona when you couldn't go to church, you know, and things like that. So the prayer line was just such a blessing. And I thank God for it in my life. It gave me the zeal to want to live again. It gave me hope. It gave me faith to where I even, you know, it helped give me the courage and the faith to, you know, to even get power enough to go out there and do the homeless ministry. So I thank God for that. I thank God for Bishop and his, you know what I'm saying? It takes a faithful person. I just thank the people that are faithful, that committed their character. You know, when it's a lot of people, when it's a little bit of people, when it's no people, you know, it's something to get on the prayer line 5 days a week and do that. You know, some people don't do it if they're not getting paid no money. Some people won't pray for you if they're not paid for no money. Some people won't even see about you if they don't get a check. But these people on here, they pray about you, see about you, pray about you. You know, they do all that stuff, and I don't think nobody paying them out their pocket. You know, they give each other a love and stuff. You know, that's a blessing. You can't even get people to come minister at your church if you don't pay them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, my God. You know, people be like, oh, I'm the prophet. I'm the apostle. God wants me to have this money and all this whole kind of stuff. But I'm like, well, what Bible was you reading? Because the last time I looked, God went to the people on the streets. He gave a message free. You know what I'm saying? You know, but everybody want a penny now. Everybody, you know. I mean, let God bring the blessing. They're trying to take the blessing. But that's what I love about the prayer line. They own here. They love the people. And they don't have to be doing that. And the word is always on time. I tell you, when I say, you know, the word is always just the word. Like, no matter how many times I get on or get off or I don't show up or I come, when I come, it's like confirmation. And I know that the Holy Spirit is working through Bishop and working through Denise and through the prayer line to keep, you know, the people, you know what I'm saying? And they're like a family, you know what I'm saying? And so I just thank God for you all. It's been such a blessing. Inspired me, helped me. You know what I'm saying? Just, oh, man. It's been such a blessing. Thank you, guys. I love y'all. Sister Denise and her ministry always promoting and encouraging people and always encouraging me. And y'all know she going to call y'all. You know what I'm saying? Where you at? Come on to the press. You know she going to inbox you and call y'all. Why ain't you be praying with me? This is all the things she's come on. You know she going to call you. what I love about it. Because she don't walk in a spirit. And she don't walk, you know, because you know, and it's hard to get people that will track you like that, because you know people are human, and after a while they just be like, oh, forget that person, oh, she ain't coming, oh, you know, they give up on you. They don't want to talk to you no more. They get mad. They get offended. They take it personal. You know, not knowing that people have their life and they be going through it. And sometimes they can't make it to the line. You know, that's why we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But people, when you take it in the flesh and blood, then it's going to be flesh and blood, not knowing the spirit. So I just thank God, you know, for Sister Denise, because she continues to call me and everything. Yeah. And she don't get offended by me. Because I have a problem with calling people back. You know, I do. After I went through depression, you know, I'm still constantly fighting for my mind back and fighting in the Word of God. So before I went into depression, I used to be on the phone all day and talking all day and just doing stuff all day, and I was able to do that, but I'm not able to do that now. But people don't understand that sometimes. So when I don't call people back sometimes, or I forget, I try to apologize as much as I can, but sometimes I'm going through it, y'all. Sometimes I'll be over here fighting my battle. Sometimes I just can't. Got kids. I got 4 kids that I'm still raising. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be going through it, and sometimes it's hard, but I thank God, because never once has Denise, you know, got offended at me. And I just, you know, she'll fuss at me and be like, Dudley, where you at? But she don't get offended. So I thank God, you know, it's hard to find people like that. I thank Bishop for his continual faithfulness. You don't find people faithful like that. You know, you've been on here for 2 years, you know, and everything. And it's just been such a blessing. So the prayer line is a blessing. People are growing on here. And I just thank God for it. I thank God that he led me to it, and I thank God he brought me through it and taught me and showed me. And I might not be on here all the time, but I'll be dropping in every blue moon, and I'll be snatching the word from Bishop, because that word is always, always powerful. The man is anointed, and if you want to be delivered, you know, listen to his teachings. He is teaching through the Holy Spirit, and I can confirm that with confirmation, you know. And I just thank God. So God bless y'all. I love y'all. And, yeah, I do the homeless ministry, and I try to do it at least once a month. I'm working on doing it twice a month, but I'm still getting it together, you guys, so be patient with me. And I would like one day just for everybody to come out and just join and witness to the people and give them the word of God and give them salvation, because that's right now where my heart is. God said go to the highways, to the byways, go get his people. The man was preaching earlier, and boy, he was like, your heart is where your heart is. You know, you got to have a heart to want this. Your heart got to be right. You can't be self-absorbed. This is a self-absorbed generation. Everything is me. My. You know, people don't want to give. They don't want to share. They don't want to help. They say, oh, I ain't doing nothing. It's all about me. They don't want to even sacrifice nothing. Well, I got to get me together. Well, guess what? I'm out there feeding the homeless, and my legs are swollen. I still got diabetes, and me still need to get together. But while me need to get together, I'm putting that in God's hand. I'm going out there still to help his people. See, because I love God. And when you love God, you love him enough to go out there in your pain. You know what I'm saying? You love him enough to go out there. You love him enough to go out there when your eye can barely see. Because somebody out there need him. And you love God. And when you have loved the least of them, you have loved God. That's why I ain't caught up in no titles and all that stuff. You ain't got to know what I'm doing. I don't only post on Facebook what I'm doing. I do it behind the scenes a lot of the time, because God, what do you say, is my living in vain? You know, no, I'm doing this for the Lord. Because only what I do for Christ on Facebook going to go away. The big house, the big cars, the titles, that's going to go away. But what's not going to go away is my life that's dedicated to doing God's will. And that's what I want God to see. That's what I want him to know. That's why I'm going out there doing it to the least to them. Because he said, when you done ministered to them, when you done gave unto them, you have given unto me. And people forget that. That's why I say, I ain't getting no check. I don't need no check. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, Jody.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. Let me tell you about this joy. But anyway, let me calm down. Let me calm down. Because I get excited about the Word of God. He was like, you got to love. When you do that,
come on.
See, Lord Jesus, I just thank God that it's a joy to be on fire. Fall in love for the first time and you get your first girlfriend, your first boyfriend, and you just head over heels, it's a blessing to be like that about Jesus. Because sometimes that fire burned out of mine, yeah, burnt out, but God brought it back. So if I'm sounding overexcited and enthusiastic, it's because my first love is right here, y'all, and that love is Jesus. And so I just pray, God, give you the same zeal, give you the same love, give you the same tenacity, and give you your own whatever special he has for you. And I just thank God. And I can tell you where you can begin to get it, and that's right here on the Holy Ghost Prayer Line. So God bless y'all, and y'all have a blessed day. Thank you for inviting me, and I love y'all, my church family. God bless y'all.
Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord, Josie be having me shouting. That's evangelist for real. Praise God. Thank you so much, Sister Josie, for that word of God. And she is just a preaching machine. Amen. I thank God. And sweetheart, don't ever apologize because, girl, you on fire. Amen. Keep that fire burning. They talked about that earlier. Keep that fire burning. Amen. Because you are definitely a light unto the world. And guess what? You're the salt of the earth. And we're going to have a Josie Day this month. Amen. I'm going to dedicate this month. We're going to all come down. We're going to help her. We're going to be in that park. Amen. We're going to be outside. And we're going to dedicate a day, whatever day she's going to go. This month, I'm not sure. Josie, are you going back out again this month?
I'm working on that. I'm working on going.
Okay,
I'm trying to go back again last Saturday.
Okay, Saturday be good too. Saturday will be good. Amen. Praise God. So, yeah, we're going to go out there, help her, and whenever she decides, she's going to give me that call, and we're going to get together and go and help her. And amen. And if it doesn't take place, then we'll do it next month. Whenever, we're going to have a Josie Day. We're going to all on this prayer line because the majority of you guys live right here in the Bay. So we're going to go out there, and we're going to help her, and we're going to preach. We're going to really do the prayer of salvation, say the preaching, you know, whatever. But we're going to definitely give him the word of God and win a soul. That's the main thing. He to win souls and she to win souls is wise. So I thank God for Josie. And she let you know, guess what? Her pain is a purpose. That's it at the end of the day. Her pain is a purpose. Amen. But God's got a special healing anointing for her. Guess what? She's faithful. Just being faithful. Amen. Being faithful to God. He says in Matthew 6:33, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all things shall be added. And she's seeking him with her whole heart. You can hear her heart talking. That wasn't just her mouth. That was her heart talking. Amen. Yeah. She already said her life is dedicated to God. Her life is dedicated to God. And she has the joy. Oh, my God. Is that word? The joy of the Lord. And just to be on fire. How many times you've already heard that this morning? So it's something about being on fire. And I tell you guys all the time, that's a confirmation. Fire. Keep that fire. Keep that fire burning. Amen. For the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And watch. Watch God how he moves. Amen. Thank God for that. Thank God for you, Sister Josie. And we talking about our young folks. Once again, turn it up. Turn it up. We talking about our young babies. Amen. So we have to keep encouraged. And yes, y'all already know I don't give up. No, I don't. I don't give up on you. Can't hurt my feelings. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for that. Just being steadfast.
unmovable, amen, like the pastor said, and we have to do that. We have to keep it moving for Jesus. I've been saying I was going to get a T-shirt, keep it moving. So we thank God for that. Now we got Mother Lois, our great, oh, my God, awesome mother. She's on the Mother's Board at Asheville Gospel Church, and I really think they ought to have her over it, amen, because Mother Lois is just one of a kind. I love her so much, and don't start me to praying, because you know God answers prayer. Maybe we need Mother Lois to come and make a change. We're talking about a change in the Mother's Board, amen, so praise God. God bless you, wonderful Mother Lois, and now you got the space.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless everybody. I'm just, whoo, oh, just so forward. Hallelujah. And Sister Josie, thank you. Thank you for saying what you did, because I had been trying to reach her and wasn't getting no answer. And I'm like, well, she don't want me, you know. But I
don't know.
It's okay. I'm going to be like Sister Denise. I'm going to track you down. Okay? God bless you. I praise God for this prayer line, for Bishop Page, Sister Denise. I have gotten so much on here. First of all, I got delivered. I have been struggling with the anger and the depression. And did I say anger? I'm going to say it again. Anger from the abuse that I received as a child. And that anger dictated my life, how I saw men, not just men, black men. It dictated how I saw them, how I responded to them, how I treated them. And I got delivered from that on this prayer line. I can see my brothers now as brothers. I love each and every one of them. They're beautiful to me. Not something that I have to be afraid of or always want to beat down, because every time one said hello, I'm like, you better get out of my face or I hurt you. You know, and that was the risk. And all the time desiring that, you know, the female desires the man. And I, all the time I was desiring them, and I could not have a relationship with any of them other than kind of friendly. Oh, you my brother in Lord. Okay, I see you in church, but don't say nothing to me outside of church. Okay? And I have been delivered from that, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. After 60-something years, I'm delivered and set free from that anger that had all that hatred. It was pure hatred in me for them. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I want my lawn outside. I don't know if you guys can hear that. But, this prayer line, I have been to the altar I don't know how many times and thought I was delivered, but it was just the tip of the iceberg. The whole iceberg is gone. Glory, hallelujah.
Oh,
the whole iceberg is gone. I don't have any anger towards my brothers. I feel for them what they are going through, because most of them have been abused and been pushed down all their life, whether somebody actually physically did it to them or just mentally did it to them, telling them, oh, you ain't nothing but the N-word. You ain't going to never be nothing. Don't nobody want you, black man, especially if they had a darker complexion.
Yes,
and, you know,
yes.
I feel for my brothers. I pray for them now.
Yes,
I love each and every one of them. God put an extra love in my heart for my brothers. And like I say, I'm set free from all the hatred and the depression in behind it and the anger. And yes, I'm going to say it again, anger. I was angry.
Hallelujah.
I was very angry, because I'm like, why? You know, why did this happen to me? I like I said, before I got saved, I tried suicide 3 different times because I was that depressed from it. But thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. He is my deliverer. He has set me free. I'm free, free, free. And now I'm working on my health. They telling me all kinds of stuff is going on. I'm like, yeah, okay. Every night I'm like, thank you, Lord Jesus, because by your strength I am healed. Every cell in my body is functioning in the perfection that you created it in. So I don't care what they saying is going on. They put me into all kinds of tests. I got to go today. And I got to get ready and go today. They got me doing a pulmonary test. They said, one in my left lung, you know, they have little rows of air sacs. They say one line all the way across my left lung won't open up. That's why I'm breathing bad. I'm like, you know, you a lie. I don't care what you say. I'm still breathing. If they all down, God going to still keep me breathing until it's my time to go. So I don't care what's going on in this body.
That's right.
I am healed by his stripes. I'm already healed. Already healed. They can keep finding whatever, and I'm like, yeah, okay. Not until God says so. That ain't taking me out of here.
Hallelujah.
And I've gotten strength on this prayer line, and I've stopped being anxious. Because always I know God is the answer of prayer, but I didn't want him to answer prayer today. I wanted him to answer it yesterday. But he said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he will strengthen your heart. Wait on him. Quit trying to tell him how to run his business. He got it. And I have to hear that. And I've learned that on this prayer line. Quit trying to tell him what to do. I'm like, okay, Lord. When you get ready, just, you know, I'll be satisfied. I'm satisfied right now. I'm like, okay, whenever you told me it was going to happen, okay, that's been 5 years, but I'm still waiting, and it's going to happen. I look forward to each and every day. That song we used to sing it, I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible.
Yeah.
I see the invisible. I feel the intangible, you know, and I'm looking for it. The rest of that song say the sky is the limit. I'm like, no, I have to quit saying that because the sky is not the limit because he promised me a mansion in heaven. That's above the sky. So the sky is not the limit. Only God is the limit to what I can have. And it's according to his riches and glory that he's going to give it to me. And I'm just waiting on him. I'm like, okay, you know, like the little kid in the swing kicking my legs. I'm just sitting here waiting. I'm like, okay, it's going to happen. I'm waiting. Swinging back and forth, relaxed in Jesus. I'm resting in his arms. Hallelujah. I don't have any worries or cares. It can all fall down around me, and sometimes it seems like it is. And I'm like, okay, God got this. I ain't tripping at you. When they call or when they send the little bills in the mail, I'm like, okay, God gonna take care of it. I ain't tripping with it. And I just trust him. And I've learned to trust him more and more every day on this prayer line. And I thank God for it. And all the messages, I don't always say it, Bishop, but you always hit it right on the head. As they say, you hit a home run. You knocked it out the ballpark every day because there's always something there for me. And I thank God for you. And I thank God for Sister Rebecca for allowing us to use your time, because I know it's 8 o'clock here, but you 2 hours ahead of us, so you in the middle of the day. You taking out the middle of the day to give your time and energy to help us on this prayer line. I thank God for you. I appreciate everybody on this prayer line. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Mother Lotus. Oh, my God. I know we pressed the time, but we're going to go a little over today because I want to get y'all in here. Amen. We have a lot of speakers as well, and time is going by. Mother Lotus, but thank you so much. Thank God for deliverance, because that is the goal on this prayer line. You get healed, set free, and delivered. Amen. Praise God. And you can be a blessing to the young. Amen. Make sure you share your testimony and tell it. Tell them the devil. Expose the devil. It's another way to get healed. I know people say we shouldn't look back and look at what you got. Guess what? What happened in your past, guess what? It dictates your future. Amen. So we couldn't even made it here today without the Old Testament. Amen. We got the new. So don't stop telling what God has done in your life, the things he brought you out of. Amen. We overcome by our testimony. Amen. Praise God. Brother Greg, you ready to speak? Huh?
Amen. Praise God. Brother Greg, you ready to speak yet? Come on, Brother Greg. You know you got something to say. Come on. Hallelujah. Brother Greg, you ready to speak? Amen. Praise God. Okay. Praise God. Not yet. Not yet. Okay. We're going to save Greg for last. Mother Starling. Mother Starling. Let's get Mother Starling. Mother Starling, you got some words for us? What God has done for you since you've been on this prayer line?
I want you to talk today, Mother.
Come on, Mother Starling. You've been on a while, too. Hallelujah.
Because at one time I hid myself as a loner because I saw myself as a loner. But this prayer line has let me know you're never alone. You're never alone. And it's just wonderful. You know what I mean? You're not the Lone Ranger. And, Lord, I appreciate everybody on this prayer line. I do, because we go through things, but the Lord said the magic word, through. He didn't say stay there. And I thank God for everybody on this prayer line. And you too, Bishop, you too, Denise, everybody. And Josie, I remember her when she was a young girl. God bless you, honey.
God bless you.
I remember her. She's pushing the babies around. And one day I met her in the store. I said, you know where? She said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to church. She said, whoa, we have church today. She was there. And her babies. God bless everyone. And we are truly connected. Because when we were born, God gave us all the same thing, his breath. And that's wonderful. You know that? It's wonderful. So no one's better than anyone because we got the breath of God and he's just teaching us. He's bringing us. And that's all I got to say because if I get started, I might not can stop. But I got to say this, God is good. God is good.
Amen. Praise God. Mother Stone, you got a song for us?
Honey, I can sing like this morning I was singing like that frog, you know. In the morning, my voice is no good. You know?
Your flesh is, yeah, the flesh is no good. You know? But I know you got a song. You got a song. We'll call on you again this week, amen, because she got a beautiful voice. She really do. And she's like Brother Norman. It's so unique. It's the Holy Spirit uses her. She makes up her own words, amen, according to the word of God. So we'll get to you this week. So get ready. We're not worried about no frogging it, so. Amen. Praise God. Now we got Sister Catherine, overwhelming dynamic. Ooh, has rolled in the door. Got them overwhelming testimonies. Sister Catherine. Amen. Sister Catherine, what you got for us?
Good morning. Everybody on the Holy Ghost prayer line, I appreciate everybody. I appreciate the testimonies and the stories that's going forth. And I am so full this morning because I wasn't. I didn't, you know what? I'm going to tell y'all how I got on this prayer line. I got a call. That's how I got on this prayer line. I got a call one evening. I was in my house. I lived in a senior facility. And the senior facility I lived in, another member of our church, Mother Letha Osborne, lived in that facility too. And I was at home one evening, and I got a call. Matter of fact, I got two calls at one time. Said, got to go check on Mother Letha, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Sister Denise Emile. I'm like, huh? What? Sister Denise Emile, for real? And I've known Sister Denise, and I've been counting her at church on a long time. When we speak, she in the bathroom, she said, be encouraged, okay? And I go and I see her, she see me. And, you know, our spirits, we never really had a conversation, but our spirits spoke to one another. They spoke to each other. And that's how I knew her and she knew me without any words. So when I got this call, go check on Mother Letha, I was used to bridge a gap because I was needed at that moment to carry out this what I needed to do, this mission, this task I was needed to do, and that was to check on Mother Luther's well-being, and I was the only one that could do it. I was the only one. They couldn't nobody do it. I was used to do that. So I feel very grateful and very honored because God used me. And when I looked up, I looked up a thing, bridging the gap, and I looked up the meaning of it, and I'ma find the meaning of it, and I'ma tell y'all what the meaning of it is, partly. Okay, this is what I came up, this is what the dictionary says about standing in the gap. Come on now. Okay, it says, this is what it meant at the time when I got the call to take the place of a fallen defender or supporter.
Glory to God.
And that's what Mother Letha was. She was a defender of the cross, and she supported the body of Christ. That's what Mother Letha was. That's who she was at the time, and she was fallen. And I had to wait for the emergency services to come in, and I couldn't nobody let them in but me because I was already in place.
Hallelujah.
So the Holy Ghost, you know, God used me. I wasn't looking for no prayer line because I was already up in my eyeballs in sin, and I was doing all kind of stupid stuff. I had my own nonsense going on. So I wasn't, you know, going to church. And to my eyeballs, all kind of stupid stuff. So, but God called me out. I got the call. He called me out. Come on. And Mother Letha said, you want to be on the prayer line? And I'm thinking she's talking about the church prayer line, our church, actual God. But she wasn't. She was talking about the Holy Ghost prayer line, which I had no knowledge of until I got the call. And then it all became, you know, clear. Mother Letha, God called her home, and he brought me out. And that's how I got on the prayer line. And I've been on the prayer line ever since. And I think it's been a little over a year. I think it has. Mother Letha been gone a little over a year, maybe. So since I've been on the line, I've been, I've opened up. I'm not one to talk. I've never been one to talk about my stuff because I always felt shame of what I was doing because I was doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing. And I knew it wasn't right, you know, but I didn't want to, you know, expose my stuff. I just want to do what I want to do and going about my business. But being on the prayer line has offered me the opportunity to, say who I am, where I come from, you know, this, that, and the other, the illicit relationships I've been in and things of that nature that I would never tell nobody. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful Bishop bring the word. He bring a powerful word every day without fail, and he don't never miss his mark. He never missed the mark. Sister Denise, she usher him in. And I'm telling you, it's been such an eye-opening experience to me. I just like, whoa. And I'm very thankful. And in enough words to say, God know I got assignments. He done presented me with assignments, and I keep not turning in my assignments. I got to start turning in my assignments because they are important. They're important assignments, something that don't nobody else want to do. Other people just walk by it and let it sit there. But He just said, this is for you to do. This is for you to do. This is your assignment. And I got to turn in my assignments because I haven't been. but I'm going to start for real, for real. And being on this line, it keeps that right in front of me, you know, because I can't ignore it. I mean, I can look at it, but it's going to come back to my brain. And it's like, that's your assignment, and you walking past your assignment. And so I have to stop walking past my assignment and making excuses and being tired and, you know, saying all this, that, and the other. Oh, I'm old. Yes, I am up in age. Now, I'm not 45 years old anymore. No, I'm 62. I don't move like I used to. No, I don't. But I can still do stuff. I can get around on my own. I'm not on a cane. I'm not on a walker. I'm not on oxygen. I'm not on any of that stuff. So there's like no real excuse for me not to, you know, go and do what I'm called to do. And the Holy Ghost prayer line is keeping that right in my face. And so I don't take it lightly, and I don't run from it. I come on the line. I hear stuff. I go, ouch. Sister Josie, I hear her story all the time, and that's she doing what I said I wanted to do, because I'm a homeless, normally a homeless person, recovering crack addict, alcoholic. And when I see the homeless people out there living in squalor, it just, my goodness, it hurts me. It tears me up. And I was really like, I got to go back out there, you know, to them. But there's, I have to do it in a way where it will be received properly, you know, and I won't get scared and knocked off, you know, my balance. I have to do it in a way that it will be received and people can receive it and understand where I'm coming from. I used to be out here. I used to sleep in the streets, not by myself, with my babies. You understand me? With my babies. So I want y'all to know that God brought me out. He brought me out. He can bring y'all out too. Just, you know, just come on. You're looking at one, I'm one of y'all. And that's how I feel. I'm very passionate about that, and it hurts me so bad. But they've lost hope, and Sister Josie, she know she be out there. So we are that light. We have to show them that, yeah, I mean, I don't know her story, but that's my story. You know, I'm one of them people. She used to feed them people. People used to come around and feed us. Feed me. I'll go to wherever they say they having it going. Food. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I'm going to walk across Berkeley to get me a half-done chicken leg. Yo, I sure am. And that's what I did. So I'm grateful for this line. I'm grateful for being able to come on the line right now and speak to what it has done for me and where it's taking me. I talk about my family issues. I got a son that's in prison, getting ready to come out soon, and he wanted to know how to identify. This is what he called me and said, Mom, I want a book. I want a black sun sign book, because he wanted to know who he is. He wanted to know who he is. He wanted to know his character, how it lined up with the sun, the moon, and the star. And I'm like, that ain't it, honey. That is not it. That's not who you want to identify with. You want to identify with the Lord Jesus Christ. Find out who you are in him. But it's going to take some doing, because he got another person in his ear, his father. Who? We. He got another person in his ear, his father. And that person, I ain't going to say a whole lot about it, but God know. So now I have to sit down and write my son a letter. Stuff I can't tell him over the telephone, because he's not receiving it, but I have to sit down and write him a letter. And a lot of my stuff now comes through my writings. I have to write. I really have to write, because that's the word is a written word. God's word is a written word as well as a spiritual word. And I find myself having to write out these messages, these things, because on this phone, I can talk. I can go, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but in person, I have a hard time in person, you know, speaking in person. But I can put it on paper very well, and that's what I'm finding myself having to do. I have writing assignments. I have writing assignments specifically to tell people to, you know, godly writing assignments, because it's all the Spirit of God. It's coming from the Lord. The Spirit is coming from the Lord to tell people exactly what I need to tell them without, you know, it ain't about me. It's about the Word of God. It ain't about me. This is, you know, the Word. So Oh, I tell you, I'm full right now. I'm so full, this ain't even funny, because this is a perfect opportunity for me to let go of my my apprehensions. You know, I've been nervous my whole life. I've been a nervous type of person, low self-esteem type of person, and not feeling wanted or loved and always shying away. Here I am, almost 6 feet tall and holding my head down like an ostrich in the sand. I mean, and it's like, I'm just not learning to hold square my shoulders. I'm just not learning to square my shoulders. I am, really, and hold my head up. And sometimes I still hold my head down or lower my eyes, you know, not to be, you know, confrontational, as they say. But I need to learn how to stand my ground, you know, and just stand up for who, I mean, who I am. I'm a child of God. God said I am, and so I am. I am. I believe that. So, Holy Ghost prayer line is, it's been wonderful for me, and I hear a lot of people testimonies. Mother Lotus, I heard her. She's talking about men, and honey, I'm right there. I'm so right there with men right now. I do not know what to do. I shy away from them because I've been hurt. I've been, I put myself through it for more than anybody else did it. I did it myself. But now I see I just have a different outlook on men. I'm just saying, I got a different outlook, and I don't really mean no harm, but I have to protect myself, and I don't know how to do a relationship. I don't know how to do a relationship with men. I really don't. I just determined that myself. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm 62 years old, and I'm just now realizing, for real, that I do not know, looking back on my past, most recently. I'm speaking of most recently, I don't know how to do it. So I just kind of shy away from it. And, you know, I hold my head down on. I sure will lower my eyes and put my face to the ground. Like to a man, it seems like the more I do it, the little they just kind of pop up and they be all nice looking and stuff. And I'm like, not me. There I go. Not me. There I go. You know, God is working on me. I know it's something. Something is gonna come out of this. I don't know what, but you know, right now I got bigger things to be concerned about. God want me to have a husband, because it is. It's husband. It's not boyfriend girlfriend thing. Boyfriend girlfriend. I'm not in the seventh grade no more. I'm way past that. So boyfriend girlfriend. Oh no, boyfriend girlfriend. Anyway, God no. So I figured this much. When I take my mind off of all that old stuff right there and start working on my real assignments, because I have some. That God, he'll do whatever it is he feel like he need to do for me when it's time. Right now, I got other stuff to work on. So, I'm not going to stay on the phone long, because I know we have other people, and I'm waiting to hear other stories and other, you know, I'm waiting to hear the word being brought. But that's just, you know, that's me. That's, you know, how I got to be on the prayer line, because I got a call, and I had to stand in the gap. And I still have to stand in the gap, because it's a bigger opening, wider than the Grand Canyon out there, that need to be filled. And I need to be one of them people that be out there. They got this concrete company. They said, find a hole and fill it. Well, listen, there's plenty of holes out there that need to be filled. And I need to put my name on one of them and get busy. And that's true. That's real talk. So with that being said, I just want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Sister Denise and Bishop Page, McPage. Bishop McPage, I know you're on this line, and I want to thank you personally for your dedication to the Lord. It's like I said, it's not a day go by that you don't hit the ball out the ballpark. You just bring the word so, and you make it so, you bring it like right. It's alive, and I can see it, and I can feel it in my spirit. And I'm like, whoa, thank you, Lord. One day you was on the line, and I'm telling you, we was having church, and I was shouting up in here in my house. I was shouting because Bishop McPage, he on fire for the Lord, And I sure appreciate it because I get church every day and I don't have to be hungry for the word. I don't have to be starving for the word because I got it right here at my fingertips. Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 plus, 8 a.m. to 10 plus a.m. right here. So nobody, it ain't no reason for people to be hungry spiritually and starving spiritually because it's right here. And I'm thankful. Thank you, Sister Denise, for your dedication to the word, to the line, you know, and all that you do for everybody, you know, all the encouragement you give us, each and every one of us. God has used you and he's going to continue to use you, and I'm happy about that. You know, in spite of what it might look like, he got another assignment for you. You understand me? So, you know, it's God's will. It's God's will. And it ain't gonna come back void. It's his will. That's all I'm gonna say. And with that being said, I'm gonna go now. But I want to thank everybody for being here and supporting the line. Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity, Sister Denise. Thank you, Bishop McCabe. Amen. God bless everybody.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Catherine. We appreciate that, and we do have one. I think we got a couple of. We don't get to that, at least one of them anyway, because I wanted everybody as much. This is not a day that we really set out for preaching the word. We want to hear from you, because we preach 5 days, teach 5 days a week, amen. But we wanted to hear from the participants on the prayer line, amen. So this is not a day that we really want to do a lot of preaching, because we want to hear from you. I did want to say, Sister Catherine, I want to thank you so much for your dedication. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you so much. It's a lot of noise in the background. I don't know if you guys remember Mother Letha. Some of you guys do. Well, you know what? Let me take that back. All you guys do. Everybody knows Mother Letha. Amen. Just the ones out of town. They didn't know her. Mother Letha was definitely, ooh, Lord, she was committed to the Holy Ghost prayer line. It's the late Mother Letha. Amen. She did pass away. But I thank God how the Holy Ghost used her last day. And I think I told you guys on that day, I really didn't understand it because, to me, I felt in my spirit it was a farewell speech. But she kept saying, Sister Denise, I love you. Sister Denise, I'm so happy. I mean, that girl went on, and she never talked like that. I said, Lord, when I got off the line, I said, Lord, is that a farewell speech? I mean, I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to mean anything by it, but yes, it was. It was a farewell, and she was saying it like it was her last day. She was going to see us her last day. And Sister Denise said, she was just going on and on. And shortly after that, she did leave this life. Amen. Sister Catherine, she didn't say it, but she was an angel. You were the angel for that evening. Yes, you were. Because how it started when Sister Letha, actually, they called me. They called me saying that they didn't understand it. She was, you know, sound like she wasn't well, this and that. And they were up there in the bay. You know, and I always want to tell people, when you get in a situation like that, somebody calls, if they don't sound right, if you can't try to get to them, don't sit around and talk. It wasn't that time to really talk. But anyway, the sister kind of just listened to her, and this man, she called 911, and I think she probably was closer. But anyway, so praise God. But she did, and she called 911. They came, and they couldn't get in. They couldn't get in, so she called me. I heard Sister Letha on the line. I heard her last word. In fact, I recorded it, and I kept it for a while, how she was trying to grasp her breath. And she kept saying, other line, you can tell, you can feel the pressure, and she was just trying to, and she couldn't, the words wouldn't come out and stuff. So they called me and stuff, and so I said, oh, my God. Anyway, the ambulance left. I said, why did you let them leave? But anyway, so I called from my end. They said, nothing you can do for your end because it has to be local. I said, oh, no. But anyway, I kept praying. I said, Lord Jesus, you got to. Oh, Lord. So anyway, I said, call another ambulance. Get another ambulance over like yesterday. So she said, well, you know, oh my God. But anyway, so she ended up calling. So Catherine, the Holy Ghost put Catherine on my mind. I said, wait a minute, Catherine, there's a lady standing there. I got Catherine's number. Anyway, because me and Catherine, I've been trying to hook up with her for a long time. Thank God for Mother Letha, but she kept saying she didn't know where she lived or whatever. But Lord, it put Sister Catherine on my heart. For a while, I just couldn't connect with her. But anyway, so I called Sister Catherine. Sister Catherine, take your phone, walk. I don't want you to talk. I just need to tell you what to do. Sister Catherine, can you go? And Mother Letha, she's like, you know, I don't know if she's still, I don't know what's going on. You know, I was just all hyped up, juiced up, whatever. But anyway, the other lady did call an ambulance over there. And this particular ambulance got in. I mean, the fire department, they got in. And the police and everybody got in. Now, I don't understand why the last one couldn't, because they all work for the same company. And they know the procedure, the protocol. But anyway, they got in. And Sister Catherine came, like she said, she opened. I think she, however she did it, but anyway, she
made it possible for them. I think they had a key because the janitor came up. It was a lot of stuff that took place. I can't remember everything. And they let them in, and they got in. I told to the cabin because we on the phone with Steady Child. I said, "This cabin, go in and see. Come on to the cabin. Go ahead." Anyway, I went to come on so I know what to pray for. And they said, Denise, she said, "Denise, they won't let me out." I said, "Well, just tell them you're a neighbor. Tell me that." But anyway, to make a long story short, she did not make it. And I really hold that accountable to the fire department. Amen. Praise God that she did not make, because she still was talking. We had her on the phone because I heard her. She was like, oh, she was breathing, so she labored. So, but anyway, you know, God had his way, and it was God's will to be done. But I thank God for Mother Lisa. I do miss her. One of the late mothers at Asheville Gospel Church of God in Christ. Amen. So we thank God for her. Keep the family in prayer. She had a wayward daughter that didn't want to come to the funeral, didn't want to do anything. And she had another daughter that came down. So it was just a lot on her. She had a lot on her breathing. Understanding her breathing. We used to go out and walk. And because during the pandemic, everybody was staying home. Denise went out and walked. I labored for the Lord. We went in souls. I refused to sit in this house. So I did. I went out and labored for the Lord. Me and Sister Leafy used to go out there and walk and went in souls. Amen. But we had to stop because of the weather. And I said, oh, my God, Sister Leafy, we're going to catch the boat. But anyway, we went as long as we could and started to get really. So we stopped walking. And that's when her breathing. She said, Denise, my breathing, I got to keep walking. I said, well, sweetie, just walk around your complex, because she lived in a huge complex. I said, don't stop walking because I can't drive down and you keep it moving. She did. And she tried to walk. But eventually, her, you know, her breathing and stuff went bad. Amen. So we thank God for her. She was a blessing. She really was to the mother's board. Right now, I need to call Sister Marva, Marva Jean. Hey, Marva, is that 925? Is that you, Marva? Amen. I think that's her number.
Yes.
Marva. Oh, amen. Praise God. This is my sister. I love her so much.
First, giving on to God, to the pastor, bishop, Denise, and all the saints. I just thank God for the prayer line. I was very discouraged when I first got on because I was going through so much. And then little by little, things started turning around. And I said, like on Friday, I was having court with my mom. My leg swelled, so I couldn't drive. So I said, well, let me just try to do it on Zoom, court on Zoom on the computer. So I get on there. I couldn't get on. My brother called me. He couldn't get on. I text them. Appointed lawyer by the court, and he let me on. I had two nieces, which my mother's granddaughter, they wouldn't let me on. They just totally ignored me. And I started praying. I said, Lord, let me on. I didn't go on the prayer line this morning because I got to go to court. Let me on. And boom, my face came on. They go to the judge. And then she said, good morning, Marvin. I said, good morning. She said, well, we haven't started with your mom's case. Hold on. I couldn't believe how God answered prayers and let me on, and the lawyer. And then finally the judge says to me, well, on February the 10th, I'm going to give you the answer. And I go, February? Why so late? We need to have home so we can do the holidays with her. She's 96. And she goes, well, everybody needs to share, and everybody needs to make sure they have holidays with her. So I'm going to give an answer. So I'm like, disappointed, but I kept praying. And I said to her, I said, okay, but remember that if it doesn't go right on the 10th, because we have all the evidence, I want to go to court. So she said, okay. And I said, do you have a contact information where I can send you the proof of the nasty emails and texts I received and threats? And she goes, yeah. And she gave me her email address, and she gave me her P.O. box number. And she said, if you can't reach me, come to Martinez Superior Court, drop off in Department 30. And I was looking at God. So it does help to pray about things for other men to understand, especially if you normally don't go through things. Like, I've never been through this. You know, I don't know anybody basically that's elderly that faces saying things. So I suppose that God is taking me so I can learn, then I won't have to face it when I get old if I live long. And then if other people go through, I can help them. You know, and I know what to say, and I know the context. So I just thank God for this prayer line, because I was really discouraged and upset. Patience, and also by listening to everybody's testimony, everybody's different. I'll go through, you know, long suffering, you know, because you love God. But I truly thank God for this prayer line. It's been a blessing. Thank you, Sister Denise.
Amen. Praise God. You know, Marva pretending like she's shy, but that girl can talk. All you guys, I'm looking at all these brief testimonies. Come on down. The ones that took a long time, that's good. But some of the ones that gave the brief, like Renee, all you guys, they are bishops, they are talkers. But anyway, God bless y'all. I love y'all. Mother Thelma. Mother Thelma is our new baby. Thank you, Sister Marva. God bless you. And I love you, dearly. Mother Thelma, we need to get Mother Thelma on here. Mother Thelma is one of our new babies that got onto the prayer line. Amen. And it's ever since she's got on there, she's been so faithful. I think it's only been a couple of months. But she's been so faithful. She said she's shy, too. Amen. Praise God. So we want to hear from you, Mother Thelma. I know.
I won't tell you how many I'm shy.
We do.
The bishop and Denise and all the saints on the prayer line and friends, I want to thank God. He's brought me through so many things. He's been good to me. And that's all I have to say is God's been good to me. And I don't want to say nothing else.
God bless her. And if you knew her and seen her, you would just love her and hug her. She is the sweet. Oh my God, she got the sweetest feet. I love her. Me and her son battle a lot because he's telling me I'm gonna be his wife and he wanna marry me. I said, boy, I ain't thinking about you. I love your mama. Where your mama at? Think about you, boy. But anyway, I love
her.
In
the hospital.
Oh my.
I've been in and out of the hospital all of 21. I was in and out of the hospital, and the conclusion is they're going to have to do surgery on me. But with me, and I'll be okay.
Hallelujah.
And
yes,
Sister Lisa, Mother Lisa was my cousin. I don't
she
know.
She did
if you
that.
Know
she
that.
Always say that. She
yeah.
said, I did.
Yeah,
a,
we were cousins.
She said, there's a
yeah.
mother in here. She said, that's my cousin. I said, is that right? But I never knew who she was talking about.
Yeah,
she used to always say that. She said, we got the same
yeah.
name. I said, what?
Yes,
oh,
we do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she
yeah.
loves you. She talked about you all the time. Hallelujah.
I love
Thank
her,
you,
too.
Lord. Yes, she was so in love. She cared a lot about us. She talked about you all the time. So I thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. Mother Bernadine, oh, my God, how can I forget? Oh, my God, we say the best last, right? Mother Bernadine, God bless you, Mother Bernadine. You come on and tell us some good stuff what God has done for you since you've been on
Jesus.
The prayer line. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for this prayer line where Jesus Christ is Lord and the Holy Ghost is on this line. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And I just thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for everyone on this prayer line. And Bishop, I thank God for you because the Holy Ghost is always using you. When you come on, you say, I don't know which way I'm going, but the Holy Ghost already know where you're going.
Come on.
I just love you, Bishop. I just love you, and I appreciate you. And, I just love you with the love of God. And Sister Denise, I love you because you kept on till I finally came on the prayer line. And I came on the prayer line, I think it's about a month or two, because y'all was just getting ready to celebrate your first year.
Oh,
and I came.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just thank God for the Holy Ghost prayer line where Jesus Christ is Lord. And I just thank the Lord for everyone on this line because it's just been a blessing to me. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And I know the Holy Ghost is on this line because hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Because like they say, hey, I'm just full. I am full. I come on this Holy Ghost prayer line, and I tell you, I know Holy Ghost is on this line because I be just full. Hallelujah. Because I be so full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for Jesus. I just thank God, you know, because it's just been a blessing for me on this line. And I know the Holy Ghost is on this line. And I know God answers prayer. Hey, God, hey, you can think a thing, and God be the answer before you can even think it. Hey, I know God is real. I know the Holy Ghost is on this line. And I've seen, since on this Holy Ghost line, hey, and these prayer warriors, hey, people being healed on this line, people being saved on this line. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And I just look at my family. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And I just see where God, you know, everything already been done. Lord, everything already been done before the foundation of this world. God said everything was done before he created heaven and earth. And when Jesus hung his head, he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. So we got to do is just keep on saying thank you, Lord, praising him, giving him the glory and the honor that's due his name. Because everything already been done. We just trust and know God going to do what he said he going to do. We just stand on his word because he cannot lie. If he said it, he going to do it. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And I'm just thankful. I'm just so thankful. And I'm just so grateful. And I'm just thankful for this Holy Ghost prayer line because, you know, I went through stuff. Hey, I'll be 78 in November, but since I was 12 or 13, I held on to stuff. I didn't tell nobody, maybe two or three people that I was trying to help out with what they were going through. But I kept that. And when Sister Josie and I were telling about giving their testimony, hey, the Holy Ghost just let me tell everybody what I had been holding on for years, Mm-hmm. So we just let go. God is in control of everything. We just got to trust him. And know that he going to do what he said he going to do. And we just got to know, hey, we can't do nothing. Hey, it's going to be God's will in his way. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. So, you know, my grandson, I pray for him all the time. But, you know, God do things the way he do it. You know, like somebody just said, I was praying and telling God how to do it. Huh? I'm going to tell God how to do something. God says already been done. Just praise him. Thank him. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for this Holy Ghost prayer line. And I learned so much on here. And I'm still learning. I just thank God for the bishop and you, Sister Denise. And all the brothers and sisters on this prayer line and everybody on this line. I just thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for everyone on this prayer line. And God is awesome. Hallelujah. So we just keep thanking him and praising him, giving him the glory and honor that's due his name. Hey, because he already done worked out everything. We just say, thank you, Jesus. Everything already been done. We just trust him and know, hey, it's been done because he said it. He can't lie. And his word is not going to come back to him, Lord. It's going to do what he sent it out there to do. So we just say, thank you, Lord. I'm thankful and I'm just grateful. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank God for this prayer line. Where Jesus Christ is Lord and the Holy Ghost is on this time. Just thank God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Ooh,
thank you so much. Amen, Mother Bernadine. We thank you so much. And I just got a phone call. We got one more, Mother Hall. Oh, Mother Hall's on the prayer line, too. I know she got something to say. But Mother Bernadine, thank you so much. And one thing I want to say about Mother Bernadine, Mother Bernadine is so faithful. Do you know she beats me and Bishop on life? Mother Bernadine is one of the first ones, if no less the second one, but majority of the time she's one of the first ones on the prayer line. Amen. Sometimes me and Bishop still trying to get on, but Mother Bernadine is so faithful. She's always on that prayer line every day and before us. So I thank God for your faithfulness as well. And God bless you for all your gifts, everything you do and support and love us on the prayer line. We thank you for that, Mother Bernadine. I love you with the love of Christ. Amen. Praise God. We got Mother Hall. Mother Hall, our 96-year-old baby. Mother Hall, you got some words for us? And by the way, Mother Hall will be the last one.
And I have some words for you. I need you after the prayer line, honey. I need you after the prayer line.
Well, amen. Praise God. You got me, Mother. You got me. You got anything you want to say, Mother Hall, about the prayer line since you joined the prayer line? What has God done for you since you joined the prayer line?
Yes. But I need some help.
Amen. We're going to definitely call you and see what you need.
We all need God's help.
Hallelujah. And
God is able to give us his help with all this hot weather. But you know what? I decided hell is too hot for me.
We've been saying that all week. We got triple digits. Yes, Mother. Hell, oh, hell is not my home.